Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. If you desire to speak to the host, please press 1 at any time, and the host will be notified that there is a caller in queue. Otherwise, please hold and you will be able to listen to the show.
Oh, baby, you look like you need a little help there.
Need help keeping your digestive balance? Align can help. Only Align has Bifantus, a patented probiotic that naturally helps maintain your digestive balance. Try Align to help retain a balanced digestive system. Try the number one gastroenterologist recommended probiotic, Align.
Home improvement project you want to do? Take it on. Waste Management's new Bagster bag can take on the waste. The Bagster Dumpster in a Bag can handle as much renovation waste and debris as you can throw in it. Drywall, cabinets, sinks, clutter, up to 3,300 pounds worth. Schedule collection from Waste Management, and it's gone. Take it on with the Bagster Bag, official sponsor of cleanup season. Plan your spring cleanup project at thebagster.com today.
Do you think you really know your loved ones?
It was love at first sight.
Maybe you do.
He made me feel like I was beautiful, amazing.
And maybe you don't. Real stories of deception.
He tried to say he really loved me.
Betrayal.
Stay away from this man.
And murder.
They had evidence.
By the people they thought they knew.
All of my worst nightmares came true.
The Devil You Know. All new series Wednesday, June 15th at 10. Only on Investigation Discovery.
Now playing on DirecTV Cinema.
Comes a comedy about what guys think they know.
The Where Are You text is like saying, I want to have sex with you. I just need to know how drunk you are.
And what girls really want.
Did you just open a car door for me? No one's ever done that for me before. Do it again.
Welcome to the new world of relationships.
Do you even use each other for sex?
No strings attached?
Yeah, I could do that.
We're sex friends.
That's not possible.
No strings attached.
Movie start at channel 125.
You value your friends. So does DirecTV. Meg's worth $100. So are Mike, Carol, Bob, Jim, and Kay. For every friend you refer to DirecTV, you get $100 in bill credit, and they get $100 in bill credit on top of our best offer. Just give your account number to your friends and have them call 1-877-4-100 each. They must have your account number when they order. Refer up to 10 people and get $1,000 in bill credit. Then celebrate and watch the Benjamins stack up.
Sometimes I need to deep clean my carpet right away. Like when Mom suddenly decides to come to visit. We didn't really have time to rent a machine, so we just used what we had on hand.
Honey, where are you? Marco?
Hello. Fortunately, Bissell has a better way.
Own a Bissell ProHeat 2X, and it's there when you need it. It has dual brushes and a built-in heater for a deep-down clean. And it out-cleans traditional rentals. It's deep cleaning when you need it. The Bissell ProHeat 2X. Bissell. We mean clean.
Distracted driving. It accounts for 25% of car crashes. Music, cell phones, food, the list goes on.
This is why safe driving is so important.
Correct.
And it's why the best agents help safe drivers get a lower rate.
Oh, exactly.
We are insurance.
We are farmers. Bum, ba, bum, 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 bum.
Quality inclusions than any other resorts on the planet. Book now. Save up to 65%. Call 1-800-STANDARD.
The shocking crimes you know. The new details you haven't heard. True Crime with Aphrodite Jones. All new. Thursday at 10. Only on Investigation Discovery.
You too. One long summer cash, they will pay to you.
long-term payments, but you need cash now.
Call J.B. Wentworth, 877-CASH-NOW.
It's your money. Use it when you need it.
Call J.B. Wentworth, 877-CASH-NOW.
And now, back to the man who loves all of his fans, except the ones playing hard to get, your host, Tommy Sotomayor.
Thank you, everyone, and welcome back to the show. I'm your host, Mr. Tommy Sotomayor. I'm glad that you could be a part of this show tonight. The Behind the Muscle segment was an hour long, and I liked it. I enjoyed it. I had fun with Miss Angelica Nebbia and her fiancé, Mr. Roy. And Roy is that big for no reason. He ain't in competition. He just walk around just swole like that. What's up, Tavy?
Hey, Tommy. You know, that's the industry that I have Pump TV based on. It's bodybuilding, fitness, and they were a great couple. That security there, I'm telling you, you do not see it. If you go to a bodybuilding show, they're half naked.
You see what
naked?
I was alluding to, don't you? You see what I was alluding to about the fact that it'd be a lot of fucking going on in,
yeah,
in that.
Oh, industry. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I mean, everybody fucking everybody. I'm going to just be real with this.
It's true. It's true. It's a huge, I really, really enjoyed that segment and a lot of stuff that they said. I have to admit, that's the way my relationship is. And me getting in even, a lot of people think when you're in bodybuilding, a bodybuilder wants to date a bodybuilder. The women want to date a bodybuilder and the men want to date a woman in the industry. Oh, they're beautiful. You go backstage, everybody's half naked. Everybody. I went to a national show. I walked in the bathroom, naked people everywhere. I was like, oh, my goodness. It takes you out of your element. But I know my relationship when I got involved in this, if I could just go into that for a second. But when I decided that I would get involved into the bodybuilding and fitness industry, my goal was to compete in November. November 5th, I was supposed to get on a stage and compete. And if your mate is attractive, well, the man knows that. But I had to have the discussion with the gentleman that I'm in a relationship with, and I had to tell him, this is what I'm about to do. And not that I needed his permission. Some people feel like, well, it ain't no one's business. You do what you want to do. Yes, I can. I loved the point that Roy and Angelica said was basically you have to make the other person comfortable. If you do not make the other person comfortable, that's where the insecurity comes from. And my boyfriend said, I don't mind. Only you can make me comfortable with that. And with everything that I do on my page, I had to block my page so people can't post on my page because I had some strange people posting stuff. But same thing, like Angelica, it's true. I've been at bodybuilding shows. I went to a show, and he was there with me. Nobody knew we were in a relationship, and he was there with me as part of my staff. Nobody knew that we were in a relationship because we were both there working. He's an attractive man. So, right. I mean, women could have came on to him as well. You know, and what he does, he's a photographer. What he does, he takes pictures of models and women. I can only feel secure if he's taking a picture of a woman who's half naked or whatever, if he makes me secure. He can only feel secure if I'm backstage, I'm standing next to a man, he ain't got nothing on, he's damn near naked. You know, you can only feel secure. Now, I'm going to say I'm about to get on stage and stand in front of a bunch of people. The only person that had a problem with that was my mother going, I can't believe. My brothers were like, I think that's awesome. My boyfriend was like, I think that's great. My mother was like, you're going to get up there and what? You know, but again, back to relationships, you have to make that other person feel secure in everything you do. No, you don't. A lot of people say, I don't want to give the passcode. Maybe you don't have to. But if every time they walk in the room, you're moving something and closing out pages, well, that's when you're going, what was you doing? If you're grabbing your phone, can you put your phone down? And, you know, and you have that trust. You have to have the trust. You have to. Otherwise, it's not going to work. When I started my relationship with this gentleman, I've told him about anybody I've been with, anybody. And I'm still friends with these people, these gentlemen, I'm still friends with them. They'll text me, they'll call me, everything. I might even see them. Hey, how you doing? Give them a hug. But it's a respect thing. They know I'm in a relationship. I don't act like I'm not. If you ask me, I'll tell you. I'm like the military, which just got rid of the rule. I'm going to patent it myself. Don't ask, don't tell. But you have to do that. You have to let that person in your world. And that friendship thing, huge. I love how they were sitting there laughing. I love how she mentioned, ladies, you don't go and meet a guy and you look your hands down your best. And every time you see him, even if you got the flu, you still look good. Then after you date him, going into the second year, he comes to pick you up and you're taking your wig off and you look a hot mess. Well, guess what? That's not going to work because, you know, you start looking different. You don't present yourself the same. Well, what else are you lying about? What else are you hiding? Same thing with the men. What else are you hiding? Oh, yeah, I've had men. Oh, yeah, I work out. Oh, okay. Oh, that's cool. And their working out is they lift the fork to their mouth.
Well, some of us got them slave jeans.
Slave jeans?
Yeah, you know, if you got them slave jeans, you can look in shape and you're not in shape just because you got the slave jeans in you. Because me,
true.
I got them slave
genetically,
jeans in me.
Yes, genetically, your body looks good. Genetically, there are some people genetically, they just, hands down, they look good.
Yeah, so we
and
can tell that
true.
Lie that we be in the gym. Yeah,
I go there all the time. I lift about 2-something. And, I go, when's the last time you went? Oh, I haven't been in a bit, because, it's all of that. We all have our insecurities. But when you're in a relationship with someone and it's something that you want to start off, I have a firm belief in this. I'm going to tell you the truth about myself because I feel as though you have the right to say, oh, I ain't dealing with her. I don't want to be with her. I'd rather you walk away and say you don't want to be with me. I can respect you for that. I ain't even mad. I'm not even mad. I'm going to tell you the truth.
And, ladies and gentlemen, the number is 347-989-8310. We got into the Troy Davis discussion with them as well, and they had a take. I was surprised that they were saying, they both believe in the death penalty, which I can't say I do. I can't say I don't. And I think we did a show on this 2 years ago. I think it's about time to do it again. I can't say I do believe in the death penalty. I can't say I don't. I mean, some days I do, and some days I look at it and realize it's a very self-righteous thing to say, well, let's kill this person, even though we weren't there. But then there are some people who I look at, and I'm like, do they need to be killed? Because they just a bad person, and they need to be wiped off the earth. But, I mean, I don't know. I guess I'm not a person to be confined. So when people say jail is fun, I can't see it.
Yeah. I agree with you. On the point of death penalty, I really cannot give my honest opinion on that because we could all say that anyone who harms a child or kills a child should be put to death. 99% of people think, yep, they should die. But at the same time, murder is murder. Everyone has a different take on it. Some people take it to the Bible, ethics, whatever. That it's a tough subject.
Yeah, see, I'm with you on that. Murder is murder.
Mm-hmm.
You killing this man because he killed somebody.
I don't know if I'd want that on my conscience. That's what I think of.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if I would want that on my conscience. That for me to sit on a jury. I'm so fortunate. Every time I was called to jury duty, I was pregnant. I don't know how that happened. I was so fortunate. But every time I was called to jury duty, I was pregnant and didn't have to go. But I wouldn't want to be the one to sit on that jury. I really like the point that Roy brought out. And when he said it, I was like, wow. I didn't even look at it from that standpoint. If you bring me in for $35 an hour, I'm about to lose my job. My wife don't know where I am. Exactly what he said. I'm going to be mad and say, yeah, he did it. I mean, I always wonder, do they all really sit and pay attention? I mean, I know, they're sitting there staring. But are they
now,
all going?
Now, I do take my civic duty seriously, though. I will say that. I take my civic duty seriously. My right to vote, I take that seriously. Now, I know most Americans don't, which is a sad thing to do. And especially if you're a black American, it's really sad that you don't. But I take my civil liberties seriously. And when it's time to vote, I vote, and I do a very informed vote. If it's time to serve on the jury, I pay attention, because that could be me one day. And I know he made the statement that, you know, if you didn't do anything, you wouldn't be there. Well, I'm living proof that that's not the case of always. There's been several people, and I don't believe in convicting somebody because, well, you hang around bad people, so I'm pretty sure you did something. It's kind of like, you know how the parents will whoop kids, talking about some, well, I'm pretty sure you did something wrong, so I'm going to whoop your ass anyway.
Mm-hmm. Yep, guilty by association.
Yeah, I don't
that's
believe
exactly
in...
exactly what people believe in.
Yeah, I don't believe in taking away somebody's rights just that willy-nilly because, again, we... It's easy for... It's like how we watch the news. Whenever we see things happening to people in the news, it doesn't really bother us because it's them it's happening to. We can watch the news, see nine people get killed, and literally just go on with our day and I don't know, be all right. Won't bother us. But
yeah.
I have a problem with that. I can't do it.
That's true.
I can't. I think the world
has become desensitized. That's why I think for some people, if you think of that in itself, that people are not moved. Murder, whether they're getting shot down on the street or whether they're going to be put to the death penalty, they're going to the chamber, whatever the case may be, you know, in that case, people have become desensitized that it just doesn't affect people. It doesn't move people like it used to. It used to really move people, but now, I mean, you can play a video game and it's murder. And people are like, hey, it doesn't bother people. There's a new up-and-coming age of people that are coming, that are growing up, and they're used to seeing it. Some people, you know, how many times in New York City someone gets stabbed and people just step over them, walk over them. Someone got ran over on the street, they step over them, walk over them. They're not moved to go, oh, my God, oh, I saw the license plate number. Well, yeah, I kind of heard something. Well, I think I saw, well, I don't know.
Think about it. One of the worst things you could have is one of them stupid-ass alarms on your car.
Yes.
Because it go off and no one moves.
Yes.
They figure somebody must have bumped it, and if I do see somebody robbing your shit. I had a homeboy walk up into my house one day. I was throwing a party at my house. He walked in my house and said, man, I think I saw somebody outside stealing your shit out your car.
Yep.
I ran out there, and they were stealing my stuff. And I said, this fool just walked in and told me. And I said, why didn't you do something? He said, it wasn't my car. He said,
yep.
I didn't know if it was really your car or not. It just looked like yours. I said, there it is.
Mm-hmm. People just don't care. They don't care. It goes really, really deep. When you look, it trickles down and goes so deep into what's going on. But don't let it be a dog, a horse that's thin, a dog that was thrown off the side of a bridge. Oh, forget it. Animals are more cared for and sensitized and loved than people. I don't care that my grandma was in a nursing home and she, you know, people don't care about that, but oh, the dog was killed and not fed? Oh, that's wrong.
Well, because
that is wrong. A child neglected that needs a home, not that many people are going to call to adopt that child, depending on their race, let's be honest. But if it's a puppy, oh, the puppy got one leg and it was, oh, everybody wants to adopt the dog.
Mm-hmm. Well, and you're right, and what I want to do is, and there's a lot of stuff going on other than the Troy Davis stuff, and I want to ask people, I'm going to get back to you in just a second, and ask you about your thoughts on, about the relationship, because I have some thoughts on this and where they should start at, and I'm going to pick up a couple of calls, it's just because I know these numbers, that's why I can do these, and so I'm sure they want to talk.
So we know they're there.
Yeah, let's see. I think my man Tobias. I think this is him. Tobias, is you?
Yeah, 843.
Oh yeah. See, I'm good. I'm cool. I remembered your number because for some reason the system is acting up. I got people saying I know why they couldn't get through because the lines are full. But then they were saying, you know, they're pressing the button, or a couple of them sent me messages and said that was me you were calling. I was trying to say something and you weren't hearing me, so I don't know what the hell's going on. But it's good that you're here. Now I want to start off by saying to you, because we got to talk a little bit of sports. Michael Vick came into town in Atlanta over the weekend, played a good game. They ended up losing. He got concussed. Love that word. Basically, you know, but a lot of stuff has been going on. The SEC has got Texas A&M coming in. The ACC just picked up Syracuse, and they also picked up Pitt The Pac-10 is looking to add Texas, Oklahoma, Texas Tech, and Oklahoma State. Let me ask you first about college. Are you a fan of where it looks like they're going? Looks like they're basically going to four super conferences.
Well, as an Alabama fan, I'm kind of like Texas A&M and Missouri. Come on, man. Can we do a little bit better? But let's be real. Texas, Oklahoma don't want to come down south. They don't want to come down there. We know that, Tommy. But at the same time, I don't mind it. But at the same time, I'm kind of, you know, being from Alabama, the SEC, Alabama fan, I kind of don't want to see those traditional rivalries go away either. You know, and because let's be real. Something like Kansas City TV market, no, that don't matter. Who really talks to the Kansas City TV market? You know,
yeah, but that,
just
Texas,
like,
that Texas TV market.
Texas, yeah. Oh, yeah. By the way, let's go ahead and get this out of the way. Texas A&M's getting hosed out this deal. SEC, Alabama, LSU using them, getting their recruiting base. There ain't no way in hell whoever the hell coach Texas A&M can out-recruit Nick Saban. You know?
Not, right, but what's going to happen is here's what's going to happen, though. All the kids that's in Texas are going to want to play for Texas A&M because they know they're going to be in the SEC playing against a lot of top teams. It's a very smart move for them. That's why they wanted to get away from Texas, because once they saw Texas got that big-ass TV deal, they was like, this doesn't help us.
Yeah, you know what happened, Tommy? Also, with that, the thing is, Texas, every other conference split the revenue evenly. Texas got the majority of the money. They even got more money than Oklahoma. And Oklahoma been kicking their ass every year pretty much. You know, and winning more championships and being more relevant. So that's the whole root of it, because, hey, none of this would be happening if Texas wasn't so greedy. And what happens is, once people be greedy, mind you, these are college-educated, not one of these people went to school at a daytime university, got advertised daytime television. You know, these people are smart, and they look at like Nebraska looking for a way out. And so now this is the whole cause of it. Now everybody's trying to scramble to just make sure they're not left out.
Now, okay, let's go to Detroit Davis. First off, did you get a chance to read the article on the Your World, My View site?
I read the article. I remember hearing about the story a couple of years ago, and the first thing that crossed my mind. See, I think black folks had missed the boat on this thing. One, let's be real, like Tavia was saying, one, I've done jury duty before. I'm like, I'm getting the hell out of here. $35 a day, you know, and that's part of it. And now you're sitting there all day for a case you don't even care about. But let's be real here. Nobody wants to do jury duty, I'm sorry. But at the same time, like when they talk about the dogs and stuff, see, that's the problem. This is why I tell black folks to get financially literate. PETA has a lot of money. PETA has financial power. PETA is organized. The GLAD, the gay and lesbian, they're organized. They have financial power. What do black people have? Jesus. They don't care about Jesus. They ain't scared of Jesus. You know? And they ain't scared of your little
But you know that's what I talked about when I talked about it in the article, the fact that we don't get together and rally for the right shit. We have never rallied for the right shit. The last time a black person rallied for the right thing is when Martin Luther King decided to go and help the sanitation workers. And see what that got him? It got him killed.
Hey, Tommy, you know what? This has story been going on for years. Now black folks want to rally up when they about to pull the lever. Too late now. You know? And the thing is, like I said, it's been going on. We have no financial base. They complain about every other group. PETA has money. GLAD has money. Every other group has a financial base. They're not going to listen to us. How are we going to pay for it? We ain't got no money. How are we going to – you know, we don't have this money and stuff. So this is why we have to improve our financial base. So if a guy like Troy Davis, who the folks messed up on his story, he could get off. He could see it. But now let's be real. Casey Anthony had high power attorney. Casey Anthony did not have rent a lawyer. Let's be real. So,
right, because she had a spotlight on her situation, which in 1989, this was even before O.J. Simpson. So in 89, that was back when niggas still were niggas.
Yep. You ain't lying. Sign this paper, boy.
Yeah, exactly. So let's be real. Back then in 1989, that wasn't too far from 1968 in America's eyes, because black men still were doing pretty damn bad in 1989.
Yep, that's true.
And what was Jesse Jackson and Al Sharpton on that back then?
Thank you, because it wasn't high profile enough. Let me tell you what Jesse Jackson and Al Sharpton doing. They can kiss my ass if they don't like it. What they do is they make money off of racial divisiveness. That's how they make their money. So what they will do is if there's a big enough issue, they'll show up. When it's Gina Six, they'll show up. Whenever there's a problem, they'll show up. And what made me sad about this was white people put this on the map before black people did, and it should have never been that way if black people actually thought it was a problem. Am I right or am I wrong about that?
You're right on that. And the thing is, like, the, you know, the immigration law in Phoenix is a hot topic. Al Sharpton showed up in that wearing a Low Suns jersey. But, yeah, you got black people here who, like I say, no financial base, under the least educated, equally the less employed, but yet he ain't marching for that, calling for us to make the change for ourselves. But, my bad, they won't put him on TV.
Now, I got Tavia talking in the background. I'm going to tell, I don't know who she's talking to. I can hear her. But
I'm sorry, I didn't realize you could hear me.
That's how the phones work. Yeah, that works. But let me ask you this, Tobias. I want to ask you this because tonight we're talking about, and I want to get into the light part of the discussion, or what could be heavy compared or according to what's going on in some people's life.
See how fat she is.
We're talking about should people become friends before they become lovers? What is your take on that idea of being someone's friend before you get in a relationship with them?
Let me start with this. I heard Tavia talking, and like saying, yes, honesty is the best policy and everything, because people, especially men, want to know they're getting themselves into. Women just say they want honesty, but long as it makes them feel good, you get away with whatever you want. Just be real.
Right.
Hey, you know, but so like, oh, like her man knows what he's getting himself into. He knows what's down. Boom. Someone try to claim about it, guess what? He knows about it, and he's good. But the friend thing, I think it's different for men and women, because one thing a man do, because if a man gets put in that friend thing, it's like a dirty word for a man, friend, because you pretty much don't have a chance in hell, you know?
Yeah, there's very few men, there are very few friends who end up, there are very few men who start off as friends who end up with that person. Now, you can stalk the shit out of a woman and end up giving her, she'll give you a chance, but then it won't work out because she'll realize, well, there was a reason why I wasn't trying to get with him in the first place.
Yeah, that's true. You know what? I'll say this. See, the thing is, ladies, well, I hate when I say this. If I meet a woman who's fine as all get out, I don't know if you like it, what your views on human evolution are. All I know is that you're fine. I want to sleep with you, but hey. I may want to get to know you after we change numbers and talk to you, because you're talking about. But the thing is, what happens is with these friend zone things, that's why men may only call you once a week or only text you and all that stuff like that, because what happens is it's kind of crazy. If a man shows a woman attention, all the stuff they say they want, they get put off by it, and he get put in that friend zone, thus not being able to get in that relationship. So it's kind of like a bizarre world type thing, man. But at the same time, they say friends first. At the same time, they say your husband or wife, your partner should be your best friend. But yeah, if you try to get with them being a friend, what they always say, I don't want to mess up our friendship.
Well, I don't like messing up our friendship. I dated a woman once who was my friend. It was the worst thing I could have did. Now, I've remained friends with most of the women I used to date. But that's just because I'm a funny dude. Other than that, and I'm pretty good in the bed. But other than that, it's not bragging if it's true. I've had too many people say it sucks. Yeah, but I'm saying, so I don't have that issue of we break up and they hate me. I've had a couple break up and they just hate me, but if you heard the shit I did, you know why they hate me. So, I get all that. Now, let me ask you this. Have you ever dated a friend? Have you ever dated someone that was your friend? And, you know, you guys started off friends and you ended up dating.
No. I never have, really. I can't lie and say I have. I ain't gonna lie. Most of my female friends have kids anyway, so that's out. But it just right. that, plus they also know how I am as a person. They know that I don't put up with that crap. I tell them shut up or get out. So they know who I am. And so, but that's cool though. But I do feel like that. I'm trying to put the right words together, Tommy. Like the friend thing. That person should be the most desirable person because you know everything about that person. There's no hiding. There's no lying. Because that person's honest with you. Because let's be real, I'm not going to be friends with a trifling person. Plus, let's get what they know. So,
right.
you know a lot about that person. So, I think people just think too much about it. And they just got to let it grow, have fun, open up, be honest, and stop listening to charlatan pastors or bald guys do Family Feud.
No, I agree with you on that. And I want you to stick around. I want to bring you in back for a little bit later in the show. I'm going to try to get to as many phone calls as I can before we get to the after show. I'm going to pull you guys in. Again, the number is 347-989-8310. Press 1. I'll let you in. We'll talk. We'll have fun. He brought up something. Guys don't typically like being your friend because it doesn't usually work out well for us. It's not something that at the end of the day, it will work out well for you. Now, let me see if I can pull in another phone call. Let me pull in 706-421. Caller, who am I speaking with?
Crystal.
Hey, Crystal, how's it going?
I'm good, and yourself?
I'm well. We are discussing the idea of should people become friends before they become lovers. What are your thoughts?
Well, my personal opinion, I think that you should get to know someone first because reason being, it's not always that you just jump into a relationship and you not know that person.
Mm-hmm.
And at the same time with that being said, even though, yeah, you could always get to know someone first and then get into that relationship, and sometimes you still don't really know who you're dealing with. And you still could be dealing with the enemy. You never know.
All right. So let me ask you then. Have you ever... okay. Are you a single woman?
Yes.
Do you have any children?
Yes.
Have you been married?
No.
Are you... Why aren't you in a relationship? Why aren't you dating one of your friends?
Well, I have dated one of my friends.
How'd that turn out?
Or whatnot. It turned out okay.
Why aren't you still with him?
Because it was more like he was listening to the he say, she say.
And what was the he say, she say?
Well, the thing was on the he say, she say balance or whatnot was that, oh, I'm cheating and I'm doing this and I'm not right for him, but at the same time, you're not trying to find out what your eyes see.
So people were saying you were cheating
episode,
on him.
Right, and that the same person that was telling him that he say, she say, she wound up doing something with him as well.
So he ended up cheating on you with her.
Right.
Hmm. So she was basically hating on y'all relationship to get with him. Now, does he have a child with you?
No.
Okay. Did you have these kids coming into it?
Yes, because my oldest is, she'll be 16 next month.
Mm-hmm.
Or whatnot. And his daughter is, she'll be 13 in November. But his daughter is my goddaughter.
Mhm.
So like I say, you know, yeah, we still the best of friends, even after we've broken up or whatnot. But other than that, like I say, you know, all around about, yeah, he was an okay guy.
But I mean, you're advocating, and this is why I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it to everybody else who's on the line. So y'all might as well get ready to get your answers ready, because I know I ambushed you with this. I know I did. This is how I talk, though. I mean, I don't do the cutesy. I will ask real questions. When people
okay.
say it's better to be with your friend than not, then I kind of want them to show me proof. I mean, would you like it if I told you this is the best way to get a house, and you said, well, where do you live? And I said, an apartment. Wouldn't you be like, well, that don't make sense?
Right.
How do you know? You live in an apartment.
Exactly.
So nah. when you're saying it's best to date a friend, most of these people who I see, and I saw all these people responding, and I just laugh because they all said that the best person to date, you need to be friends and blah, blah, blah. Yet I saw all of them, not only were their profiles were saying, like on Facebook, their profiles were saying they were single, but they had kids. But they were saying the best thing to do is be in a relationship with somebody who you friends with. When did you figure this out?
Okay, exactly. I mean, I see you on that point, and I say, you know, now like with my son's father or whatnot, when we met, yes, we became friends first or whatnot, and, you know, if their relationship lasted about 3.5 years or whatnot, come close to getting married, yes, but he still had a little bit of flaws.
Yeah, but how do you come close? I got to ask you this. How do you come close to getting married, but you don't come close to having a kid? See, this is one thing that bothers me about the black race, and especially black women. No offense. But I listened to this white woman who just came on my show talking to this black dude who just came on my show, and she's about to get married to him, and she only been with him for 2 years. They don't have no kids. They planning to get married. She's in her mid-30s. Yet every time I hear these black women, especially like I watched in my group where this one girl was like, is this hard for a black woman to get married? I asked her the same question. You got kids? Yep. You got kids by more than one dude? Yep. It's just hard to find a man. Hell, it ain't hard for you to find a dick, apparently, and you're not even taking care of yourself.
Right.
You don't even take care of yourself, and then you say, well, why don't these men want to stay? They don't have to. You're proving it.
Right. See,
let me ask
you,
why is it that you would allow, since you've done it and I've done it?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not talking about you like I'm not talking about myself. I'm talking about myself, too.
Mm-hmm.
You've done it and I've done it. Why do we allow each other to get children with each other, but we don't say...
We're going to get married.
We don't get married. That's some shit we don't do.
Right, and see, you know, my standards is, you know, and no, I just didn't figure this out. This is something that I have always, you know, went by.
Right.
I look at it, if a person is good enough to lay and play with, good enough to have children with, they're more than good to be husband and wife. They're more than good than that, because simple fact, I mean, those are just set values, even though, you know, I look at it as, yes, it's ass backwards and whatnot, but excuse my French and whatnot on the radio station, but it's backwards.
You fine.
When you have kids first and you don't get married or whatnot. But, you know, like I say, to come close and not just go ahead and go through with it or whatnot, and everybody really, you know, no, everybody don't know my whole situation, my whole story, so I back out of the marriage because, simple fact, like I said, he had the flaws, and the flaws was cheating. But, you know...
So did he have those flaws before you got the baby?
No.
So he only started cheating after you had your baby?
Right. And like I said, and it was due to his ex wanting him to leave me and my children or whatnot to come back to her. But, you know, like I explained to him, you know, before... He passed away in 2008. I can't come back to you right now because, for one, we're not right. So if we're not right, there is no need for us to just jump into a marriage. And, you know, it's a whole lot of things that need to be worked out at that time.
But let me ask you something. Isn't it easier to jump in and out of a marriage than it is to jump in and out of parenting? So why do we so willy-nilly jump in and out of parenting, but we act like marriage is some shit you got to do 99,000 background checks on, but you can have a kid with a nigga after knowing him for 3 days?
Right. Yeah, I mean, I understand what you're saying, and I say, and I know that it is, but backwards.
Yeah.
Or whatnot. But,
well, at least you're admitting it. Now, let me ask you this then before. When you have a situation like you're now, you're saying, hey, I know what I'm looking for. I understand what it takes to, or what I find out in a man. Are you how do you get to this situation though? Because like me, if I was in a situation and I wanted to be with a woman, do I just immediately start looking at friends? Do I get online and start asking people to be my friends on Match.com? How do you go about even knowing that, okay, I want a date, now I got to find a friend? I mean, how does that work?
I mean, it's a whole, to the point where I'm at now, I enjoy just myself and my children, and I've come to a point at this moment in time. No, I don't. I wouldn't necessarily say I don't need a man to complete me, but at the same time, I'm not looking for a man to validate who I am and what I stand for.
Let me ask you this: how many children do you have?
I have 7.
You have 7? I just want to make sure I heard this right.
Yes, I have 7.
How old are you, dear?
I'll be 31 next Friday.
You'll be what one?
31.
31?
Yes.
Hold on a minute. You can't have no 7 kids by 31. You pulling my leg.
Are any of them twins?
I'm not pulling your leg. No, they're not twins. I pushed out 7 children.
Ooh-wee.
And again, my oldest is 15. She'll be 16 next Sunday, October 2nd.
Damn it, man. Okay. You said you don't need a man to complete you. But this goes back to what I said. Let me ask you, are you a religious woman?
Yes.
Are you saved?
Yes.
Do you love the Lord?
Yes.
Do you love dick more than you love the Lord?
No.
I knew you was going to say that. I knew that's where you were going.
See, but this is, y'all think I make stuff up.
That was our topic yesterday, though.
Yeah, y'all think I make stuff up, but I don't. Black women really love saying they love the Lord. But let me ask you this, darling, Crystal, and I just have to ask this. If your man treated you like you treat the Lord, say he had another chick on the side, and he said he loved you a whole lot, but he only came home to see you every Sunday morning and stay with you for 3 hours and then spent the rest of the week with this other woman, would you think he loved you?
No, I know you don't.
So why do y'all say y'all love the Lord when it's obvious you don't? You have 7 kids and ain't been married. It's obvious you don't love the Lord. You love, 'cause you couldn't have done it 7 times. Would you, if your man cheated on you 7 times, did it 7 times and knew it was wrong, and this is 7 times of proof. This ain't how many times it took you to actually get it, because you didn't just have sex 7 times. You had sex a lot. You just had 7 kids. Now, do you really love the Lord if you're not living by what he's telling you to do when you know what you're doing is wrong now? If you've done it 7 times, you knew that was wrong.
Right. And see, like I said, at this point now, yes, I have just gotten saved this year.
But don't you understand that a lot of black men, this is why them brothers like that one is going over to these white women. Because when y'all finally learn stuff, y'all come with a bunch of baggage after you learned it. Why you gotta learn with baggage? Why would a man have to say, okay, now I got a good, pure woman who wants to save herself before she get married, but she got 7 kids, and every time I take on a date, I got evidence that somebody else used to run up in her and enjoy himself.
Right. I feel what you're saying. All the way.
So do you teach your daughters, or I don't know how many of them are girls, but do you talk
to... 5 girls and 2 boys.
Yeah, do you talk to your girls and the boys and let them know? Because a lot of black men, myself included, was always taught that the black mama is always perfect. She's always right. No matter how many kids you got, no matter how many brothers you got, that y'all know y'all all got different daddies, she's still the best thing in the world. But your dad ain't shit. Do you sit down and tell your kids,
no,
mama had a problem, mama did it wrong?
Because for one, I don't always put it off on man. I fault myself as well. What I do teach my children is that the best thing at this point, and the way how the economy is now, And not only just by going by he say, she say, no, it's by what I see and what I hear. Just like one night, you know, some little group of boys is outside, you know, they talking about getting their head done and this is that and the other. Like I told my daughter, see, this is what you have to hear, this is what you have to see. Are you ready for that? Because don't get me wrong, I said, yeah, she's 15, she's still a virgin or whatnot. Right? I thought she was like, no, mama, I don't even want to be conflicted or even affiliate with myself like that.
So you're trying to make sure she saves herself?
Right. Because simple fact, I don't want her to do the same mistakes that I did.
Now let me tell you what you should tell her instead of saving herself, because you know you couldn't stay away from the dick to the point where you got 7 kids. So you know apparently dick is difficult to stay away from. So the one thing we as black people need to stop telling our kids, which is don't be fast, don't be blah, blah, what we need to do is tell them protect yourself.
Self, exactly. And like I said, and that's what I teach her. Like I said, it's just not her, but like I said, I have 5 girls, 2 boys.
Mm-hmm.
But my oldest 2 girls, like I said, she's in high school, and then my other daughter's in middle school. So like I tell them, yeah, if you're going to go out here, make sure you protect yourself, and I tell my sons that as well. Because
mm-hmm.
he's now just entered into middle school, and now he just thinks he's a ladies' man, like I told him. So mess around and get caught up.
Mm-hmm. And
get caught up to have you a whole lot of drama.
Yeah, and babies is the least of our concerns, although as black people, we seem to fear babies more than we fear at the actual
AIDS.
Yeah.
And herpes. It's all those other sexually transmitted diseases.
Mm-hmm.
I have to say, you know, like.
So let me ask you, though, seriously, when it got to a point where you realized. After the first or the second one, because you say you have 7. What is the breakdown of the fathers? How many different fathers?
Okay, we're talking about 6 different fathers. But out of 6, like I say, my son's father, the one who passed away, he adopted my other 4.
Okay, so you have 6 different fathers. Let me ask you, at a certain point, when did you realize having another child is difficult? Because if you're taking care of 7 kids right now by yourself with the economy right now, like me trying to send my daughter to private school and all that stuff, it is hell on me. I mean, I had to rob a nigga last week at Publix I did. I'm sorry. If he listening, I'm sorry, brother. I pay you back if I see you.
I mean, like I say, you know, don't get me wrong. Yes, I did protect myself on my end and his end or whatnot because, simple fact, like I say, don't get me wrong. Don't get it twisted. I'm a fertile woman.
What you mean you protected yourself? Yes. How so? How did you protect yourself on both ends?
Birth control, and he protected himself as well. And like I say, yeah, sometimes it came to a point where condom broke or whatnot, but we just kept it moving, and it didn't faze me.
I'm going to assume, and I hate to make assumptions, but, darling, I just want to be real. Sex is way more fun without a condom.
I'm sorry.
I could get on this radio and sit and lie and say I use a condom every time, and that'd be a fucking lie. And if I wanted to explain that the reason I got my daughter was because I was using a condom and it broke, that'd be a fucking lie. I don't think I've ever really had a condom break unless I didn't use it right or she got dry. I think it's only happened once. And you know it's broken, and you would stop and put another one on.
No.
So what I'm saying is we're not honest with people.
Oh,
we
no,
tell
I'm
too many people that we were on, because there's a reason why these birth control methods are 99% accurate. But if you listen to black people, if you listen to black women talk about birth control and condoms, you would swear they only work 30% of the time.
Mm-mm. See, even like after, okay, with my last kid's father, and I had my tubes tied after I had my baby girl, and she's a year old now. Since then, listen to what I'm telling you. Since then, my tubes have been tied. I have been pregnant twice.
You had tubal ligation.
Right. Now, the only thing that has stopped, if I were to have sex with my children's father again, and probably to say that, oh, no, I know for a fact I will not get pregnant because, simple fact, at this point, I have had a left ovary removal as well as had my uterus frozen. That's the only way I will not get pregnant at this point in time.
Wow. Okay. Now, well, I'm listening to you, and dating seems like it would be difficult. Let me ask you, is dating difficult at 31 when you tell people, I have 7 children? When you tell a man, does that make it difficult, or do you have any problems going out on dates or getting men to go out on dates?
Oh.
So you say I got 7 kids, and the dude be like, it's okay?
Yeah. Because his first impression is, well, I say when I meet someone, no, I don't let anyone meet my children off rip. No, I don't. That's something I don't believe in. Sorry.
Mm-hmm.
So like I say, again, I have girls. Like I say, I have to protect my girls as well as my boys. Because, sex over the origin doesn't matter. Because if a man feel like, if he had a background check or whatever, then did time for time, let no, I don't want to affiliate myself because, first of all, I kill you for if you try to do something with one of my kids. I'm sorry. You ain't even got to worry about the deer coming to get you. But, my thing is, like I say, when I meet a man or whatnot, and if he's interested or whatnot, like I say, down the line, and we still connect with each other or whatnot, he's like, can I meet your children? Yeah, fine. But, from there, other than that, no, I had never had a problem with dating.
So let me. I just want to say this to you, and then I want you to hold on for the after show, because it comes up in a minute. I got to say this to you, though. When you say that you don't have a problem with getting men to go out on a date with you, let me ask you this. Physically, how do you look? Physically, how do you look? I'll let
I'm
you answer that.
To me personally, I look good for a mother of 7.
Okay. I don't know what that means, because I don't know what a mother of 7 would look like. That's almost like saying my dick big for a midget.
Okay. I'm going to tell it to you like this. When you go on my Facebook page and you look me up and you look at my photos, you would not believe, you'd be saying to yourself, damn, she got 7 kids?
So you 6 foot, how much you weigh?
217.
6 foot, 217. You got real big titties?
I used to. I lost a lot of weight. Like I said, throughout all the surgeries that I done went through.
Okay. Well, I like titties. That's why I asked. But,
Bobby, come on.
I'm just going to be real. I'm just real with it. But the reason I say this is because this. Let me give you inside of a man's mind, especially if a man on Facebook or if a man at the club or if a man meets you at the gas station. Let me tell you what we think when you say, I have 7 kids. As a black man, number one, we know no matter what a black woman says, we can't say, I'm not interested in that. You could tell me you got anything, I'm typically going to say, well, I have no problem with that. So this is what the reason we said is because we assume that if you got 7 kids, that you like to fuck. And if nothing else, I will be able to sleep with you. So you have become an easy target to me.
Okay.
This is what men think. So when you get men who tell you, oh, I don't have a problem with it, or when they hit you up on Facebook and they say, you don't look like you've had 7 kids, and you need to blah, blah, blah. They're literally saying, and I could be wrong, they're literally saying, I believe I can sleep with you easily. Because if you watch what they say to you, how they respond when they say, well, why don't we meet at the hotel? Why don't you come over to my house? That's usually what they're saying to you, right?
Exactly. But the question, but the answer on that response that they get is, first of all, ain't even that type of party. Because if I want to have sex, I have 2 dildos that run AA batteries.
But what a guy's going to say is, it's kind of like, but here's what I'm trying to say. And it's why it's a mean thing to say, but black people need to start looking at ourselves in a mean way. That means we'll have a more respectable future if we can do this. And what I mean is we need to be able to say this, because if your son told you he just met a girl who was 31 and had 7 kids and he's thinking about getting married, what would you say to him? Be honest. Would you advise him? Would you think that would be a woman you would want to welcome into your family?
Truthfully, I would say no.
That's all I'm saying. Exactly. I don't want my daughter to date a nigga like me. See, that's the difference.
It's a simple fact, it's like we're talking about somebody with an already made family.
Exactly. That's a couple of made families.
That as be that as of May, that I'm not the type of person to judge or whatnot.
But so, it's not a judgment. It's not a judgment if you're calling what you're seeing. That's like if somebody said, well, he 5'10". That's not a judgment. That's what you see.
See, exactly. But, you know, even if the woman had two children and it wasn't his, I would expect for him to be
exactly. Mm-hmm. Because you look at it, so, you say, wait a minute. This person has already made a bad decision and a bad decision. And if, especially, say if you had a son that played in the NBA, or say if you had a son that was an engineer, wouldn't you think that this girl was trying to just basically pawn them kids off on him?
Right, just to get the money.
Yeah, she looking for a baby daddy.
Right. Or just basically looking for her easy way out.
Exactly. So what happens is guys are going to look at any time you talk to them, they're going to think to themselves, and again, it's no offense, but they're going to think, well, when she was fine, had a better shape, she was fucking all these people who wasn't shit, apparently.
Right.
And now I got a shot at her. I don't want this. It's like somebody telling you, I've had this Lexus. It's got 230,000 miles on it. Here you go.
Okay.
But when they first got it, they wouldn't even let you get in and drive it. They always told you to take your shoes off.
Exactly.
A lot of black men like myself stop dating black women, like you heard what the brother said when he was calling in earlier, because we were lame when y'all were something. Now y'all ain't nothing. You go to us figuring, well, he's still lame. He'll still want to be with me because he'll remember how fine I was in high school, I guess. I got a cousin. She used to be fine in some dish. She got with this dope dealer, had a bunch of kids with this nigga. Now she fat in a song bitch. She didn't look the same. And who she got back with? The nigga who used to holler at her in high school, who she wouldn't get a time of day. Now he getting with her, can't have no kids of his own with her, because the only way she could stay away from a dick was to get her tubes tied instead of protect herself. And now she can't have no kids. But he getting to take care of her. Don't you see how bad that sounds?
Right.
So I want you to stick around for a minute, Chris. I'm going to bring you back in the after show. This was a great phone call, and I'm glad you opened up and were able to be honest and allow me to speak freely with you. I'd like to continue to talk to you when we get to the after show, okay?
Okay.
All right. Hey, people, one thing you'll get from me when you call in is you'll get me to be honest. Another thing you'll get me is there's nothing wrong with hearing the truth, and I'll tell everybody. You should want to hang around people who tell you the truth. You shouldn't want to hang around people who tell you a lie. And like I asked her, and I'm glad she was honest, would she want her child, her son, to date someone who was in her situation? She said no. And again, I'm being honest. As a guy, if I hear a woman tell me if she got one kid and she under 25, if she got two kids and she under 30, if she got three kids and she at any point in her life, I'm figuring I can fuck her. The fact that you got kids lets me know that I would assume you're not that careful with yourself. And it don't always mean that. But, I mean, you have the evidence in front of you. And that's why I made the talking point when I said black women love dick more than they love Jesus. Every black woman I talk to will tell me she loves the Lord. I like to see one who loves the Lord who don't have no kids. That would make me feel a lot better. That would let me know you really love the Lord. Because why have evidence that you've been fucking around? There's a difference between thinking your man might be fucking around and seeing a video of him fucking somebody. It's completely different. It's like the old saying. It's better to keep your mouth closed and have people think you a fool than open your mouth and remove all doubt. When you open your legs and produce a child, you have removed all doubt. If you have multiple kids and do not have a man, we're doing a show next week about this whole thing. Next week, the Tuesday show is about why black men are turning, or why would a black man say he won't date black women? And then the one after that is going to be why black women finding it difficult to be in relationships. We're going to talk about this, and these are some of the things. You're not attractive to a normal person. But you don't think it's not attractive, because men who try to sleep with you will tell you ain't nothing wrong with it. Well, ladies and gentlemen, when we get together with each other and we talk, as men, we say, man, that bitch got three kids. I'm just trying to fuck. We say this. When a man actually wants to get married, he kind of want to have his own family. He'd like to have his own family. He'd like to have a child with you. When my stepdad married my mama, the first thing he did was knock her up. He wanted his own seed. You don't know how many black women I've met who got three, four kids talking about some, oh, I'll date you, but, you know, I got no kid. I ain't trying to have no kid. What the fuck kind of shit is that to look forward to? To take care of somebody else's shit and can't have none of your own. To have constant reminders that this dude used to lay up in your girl just, oh, yeah, I feel good, I'm coming. Constant reminder every time you see these kids come in talking about some, they want some Kit Kats and juice box. That ain't yours. But black people, especially black women, y'all think that nobody gives a shit about that. This is why only 24% of you are married, though. Because you force men to say to your face, it's okay, no matter how many kids you got, it's fine. But have you noticed they're not treating you like it's fine? Because if they were, they'd be marrying a bunch of you. And they're not. Am I wrong, Tavy?
You're right. As I'm sitting here listening to you, I will never forget when I first went through my divorce. I actually told myself I knew that I never thought I could date because my thing was I knew no man would ever want me. I had two kids. Now, I was married for 13 years. I was married for 5 years before I had my children and stayed married for 13 years. Knew my husband since I was 11 years old.
See,
but
your story sounds better
kids,
to a man, though. When you tell your story, which I'm sure you make sure you lead with because it's different than these chicken heads who are out there, you say to yourself, I got these kids because I did it the right way and it didn't work out.
Yes. And I've actually had, when I tell people what I end up finding, it really made me insecure. But to hear a story like Crystal's, that is prevalent in my family, with the young women in my family.
It's
and
prevalent in my family.
It,
it's prevalent in the studio right now.
Yeah. Nine times out of ten. My story is the one that's not prevalent. But to hear it, I mean, I actually had men that were like, you were married for 13 years? And I'm going, yeah. You know, I felt ashamed because when I got married, it was supposed to last forever. It didn't. You know, but it is amazing because as women, we need to realize that exactly what you said is true. Again, the thing I like about you is women, we don't know what the men are thinking, what they're saying. You know, I grew up with three brothers and spent a lot of time around my male cousins, and that's how I know what they're thinking and what they're saying because they sit and tell me. I listen to them talk about it, and they'll sit and tell me. They'll tell me everything that they'll do with a woman, their girlfriend, no matter who it is. I know it all. I don't say nothing, but I just observe because now I know how a man is going to view me. It is a huge thing because as women, you think that it's not a big deal. That's a very good point you said. What man really, honestly, wants to take care of yours, and you're like, I ain't having no kids with you.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have
a new
the flip
virgin
side,
now.
And
I mean, I wish a motherfucker would tell me she don't give up no pussy no more because she a new virgin. I wish a motherfucker would. And you got two and three kids, and you ain't married now one of their daddy. I'll be damned.
Yeah.
I won't date you on general principle. You better suck my dick the first 15 minutes I met you if you got four kids.
Because you know that they used to do it, so why is it a problem now?
Exactly. How the hell are you going to change and switch up? And I tell people all the time, people say, well, don't you think people can learn? Yeah, you can learn, but you learn by force. You learn because now you got 10 kids. You have no choice but to try and be saved. You can't hit the club. What club you going to go to with 9 kids?
Who's watching your kids?
That's what I'm saying. It's easy for you to be, I told my mama this. I said, it's easy for you to be saved now. You got three kids and a husband. I'm hitting puberty. I want to do what you did when you hit puberty. You was fucking everybody when you was a teenager. Why I got to go to church? Let me learn like you did. And that's the problem. A lot of black women are trying to force these black men, and that's why they call themselves strong when they take care of these kids, and they attach these positive-ass attributes to bad-ass behaviors.
Like holding it down?
Yes. They are positive attributes to irresponsibility. When a man don't pay child support, they call him a deadbeat. but you can't call a girl a hoe who got a bunch of kids by a bunch of men. What would you call this woman? She's a strong black woman. She's holding it down because her kids' fathers won't help. How the hell you get to plural? How do you get to plural? That's like a nigga owing you money. He got nine different loans from Wachovia and ain't paid them back. Have you ever heard of that? A nigga done borrowed money nine times from Wachovia, ain't paid them back. No, he got one shot. Let him not pay that first one back. He can't go back up there and ask for another loan. You have one child, fine. Two, three, four, five, six at your body. And I know I sound sexist, but I understand if a man got six kids by six different women, he ain't having them kids. This nigga could still look like a bodybuilder walking around. You never know he got six kids.
Exactly.
You having these things at your pussy. You could die having these kids, and you going to still sit here and have them for a nigga that you don't even trust to marry? Well, girl, I can't marry him. I don't trust him like that, you know. Well, how you lay up and fuck him?
Yeah, that's a good point as far as with having kids with him, but you're not married. I don't know why that you see that a lot. You know, oh, I've been with him for 7 years, and now we're getting married. And I'm thinking, 7 years, three kids, now you're getting married?
Well, at least they did get to a marriage. Most people don't get to a marriage. They've been just in it. And I hate hearing a girl tell me, everybody, all my kids' fathers, I was in love with them.
Oh, yeah.
Well, bitch, you fall in love too easy.
What kind of love are you in love with?
But that's what black women think, that if they say that, it makes them look better. That's why they'll act like they've never had no random sex. Oh, I don't have no one-night stand. Hold on, you ain't no one-night stand. You got three kids and you 25 years old. You done had some kind of stand. Even if it's just Custer's last stand.
That's a good one. You got to write that down. You got to keep that. I like it.
Let me go to the phones. 567. That's a wild number. 567-225. What's going on? 567-225. What's going on? Are you there? Caller, are you there? 567.
Check your mute button. You might have your
phone. Yeah, it might be the mute button. It might be the mute. Maybe I was hanging up on people too early. 567. You down? 5678 and 1. 404-534. What's going on?
Hey, Tommy.
Hey, who's this?
This is Xenia.
Hey, Xenia.
Hey.
Hey, Xenia.
How's it going, girl?
I'm doing great. I was just listening. Oh, wow. Oh, wow. 31 with seven kids?
Sound like Baskin Robbins, that boy. That's 31 flavors.
Oh, boy. Oh, my goodness. Well,
it's something. But see, and this is what I said. Again, have y'all noticed that when I point these things out, they will always come to fruition. They'll come to fruition by way of either a phone call, a tweet. As today, I got called black by three different women because they got mad at me, so I was blacky. And I said, see, this is why I would prefer to date a white woman, because I've never been called by a white woman black anything. Yet black women feel like the first thing they want to call you is black because they're mad at you, because they don't agree with you. So apparently my darkness is a problem. So why would I be pro-black when you're not pro-black?
I'm pro-black, Tommy. I love blackness.
I just figured if we all black, why would you turn around and say you with your black ass and your dark skin? Girl, call me crispy black. I don't even know what crispy black is, but I get it. I get it. I get it, damn it. Me and the microphone have a hard time telling each other apart. I get it. I understand.
Wow.
I was eating a Milky Way and ended up chewing off my fingers. I get it. They both chocolatey, though, so you can't get mad.
Right.
But here's the point. I want to ask this, because we were talking about, and we've been a hodgepodge of conversation today, because the Troy Davis thing threw me off. First off, did you read my article?
Yes.
Did you like it?
Yes.
Be honest.
Yeah. I mean, it had a lot of facts in it, and a lot of stuff that I already knew about, and... I was just looking at the 11 o'clock news, and they're still protesting. People are still out trying to get them to change their mind. And I've been involved in this since since I knew about it, which was about 6 or 7 years ago.
Good deal.
And I've been signing all the petitions. Every time somebody sends me one, I sign it. And I've written a letter, so I know what's going on. But I don't, just like I think I texted you or tweeted you or something and said that the reason why that whatever Casey Anthony person, you saw her in Kroger's yesterday or whatever, the reason why you was able to see that because she's a white woman that killed her own child. And Troy Davis is a black man that was accused of killing a white man. So just because he's a black man right now and he was accused of it, that's just because of the accusation, he's going to die. Because we're in the South, and that's just the way it is.
Now, they did talk earlier. They talked about, well, I mean, he was with a guy who shot a guy earlier, even
right.
if that wasn't him.
Right.
Now, so he was doing some shit that was wrong, right?
Exactly. But if you don't have any proof or evidence, physical evidence that this person did this crime, the last time I checked from looking at Law and Order and all these shows on TV and CSI, you have to have some type of physical evidence. And then if all of the people that were witnesses are recanting their testimony, how in the hell are you going to kill somebody?
Why? Right, but like they said, we don't know why they recant their testimony. They could have been paid to do it. They could have just wanted to be a part of the movement of there's an innocent guy in jail, because this is the thing I believe that they did with Casey Anthony. I think that people realize that there's a lot more money to be made in saying that she's innocent than if you say she's guilty. Because if you say she's guilty, you can't write no book. I had Aphrodite Jones on the show, and she and I talked about that. And who else? I had Candace DeLong, too, from both top-selling crime authors, and both of them stars of ID Network shows. And uh-huh. I brought that up to them. I said, hey, well, look, I think that they did this because there's more money in saying she's innocent or not guilty, because people will be outraged, and now they're going to want to interview you and talk to you and find out why you let her off than if you said she was guilty, because everybody assumed and knew she was guilty, right?
Right.
I mean, you don't get any credit for doing things the right way. You get credit for doing things the wrong way or causing a stir. That's why we go watch a movie, to see it end different than we thought. Ooh, the twist at the end.
Mm-hmm.
If it ends the way we want to, we get mad. Oh, hell, that movie was predictable. Well, we don't want our trials predictable anymore. And it's sad. But I do look at him and say, he was put in a lot of bad situations by himself to even be charged with that type of crime. But I still don't believe he should be put to death.
Me neither.
I just think he probably should. I think jail is where he should be, though. Do you in agreement with that?
I do agree with that.
All right, well, good deal. All right, now let me ask you about this relationship, dating, boyfriend, girlfriend. Did we start off as buddies?
Okay.
What do you think about that?
Let me tell you from my whole life experience. As I told you on a previous show, I didn't start dating until I was 25.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, I do love the Lord, because he heard my choir. I am saved. And
from
and,
what?
And I'm saved from myself. Okay. Now, I didn't start dating until I was 25. First guy I started dating, he was the first guy I ever stayed the night with. I thought I was grown, doing my thing. All my friends and high school friends and cousins and stuff grew up. They got their boyfriends, they got married, they got kids. But I didn't want to get married early, so that's why I just started dating. I was in school trying to, you know, do my thing, set myself up for my future.
Mm-hmm.
So when I started dating, I thought I was in love. So I started dating this guy. He supposed to be just as Christian and saved as I am. So we had an agreement that we weren't going to, we weren't going to have sex before marriage. So I was like, cool, you know. So I'm in love. I'm like spending the night with him on the weekends, and we would always fall asleep in the bed together. But when I wake up in the morning, he would like be in the living room or whatever, and he would just explain to me that he's very physically attracted to me and it's like getting really hard for us to continue this way. So he asked me to marry him, but I knew he wasn't ready to be married, and I was too scared to get married. This dude was a trooper. He stayed with me for a year and like 8 months. No sex. He broke up with me. It was bad. I was hurt, cried. All
Why were you hurt when he wanted to marry you and you wouldn't?
Because that's a whole nother topic. Because he had ulterior motives of why he wanted to marry me. It wasn't because of love.
Well, then why did you bring it up? Because you made it seem like it was something that was a good thing.
No.
If you knew it wasn't, then that shouldn't have been a part of the conversation. Don't have me up here thinking it's a great thing because you kept saying, and he wanted to marry me, and he waited a year and 8 months.
He did. He asked me twice to marry him. But
yeah,
I
but you
he
said he asked
so
for
I
a
said
reason.
No, twice. He did ask for a reason.
He was trying to get his green card. I know.
Yeah. That and a whole bunch of other stuff.
All right, so then this wasn't love. So why were you broke? Why were you hurt when
no,
he left?
No, I said me. I was in love.
Why were you in love with somebody? But see, this again is another thing that black women do. You said you knew what he was doing, and you knew what he why he was doing it, yet you still was in love. Why?
No, I didn't. When he asked me the first time, I didn't know, sweetheart.
I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about by the time he broke up with you. If by the time he broke up with you, you knew what it was, why would it bother you that it ends? You should have known it was going to end because you refused to marry him.
Right. I'm saying that I was still hurt that the relationship broke up.
Why? You refused to marry him. You didn't want to keep it going. If you wanted to keep it going, you would have married him. You would have got him his green card.
Right. Because I'm human, Tommy, so I have emotions. I did like the dude.
Yeah, but then apparently you was using him then. You knew he needed a green card. You knew he'd like to have some pussy. You denied him both of them, yet still wanted to stay in a relationship with him. Honestly, how fair is that?
No, I was okay with ending the relationship. I was still hurt about it.
Why?
I didn't make him stay with me.
I don't understand why you're hurt when you're taking someone, knowing what they need, and refusing to give it to them. You should expect that the relationship will end. Let me ask you something. If I was your man, and you wanted me to stop cheating, and I just kept on cheating because I didn't feel right not cheating, shouldn't I expect that eventually you're going to leave me? Seriously.
Oh, yeah.
So if you knew he wanted to get married, and you knew he needed a green card, and you knew he wanted sex, but he was holding off on all three of them for a year and 8 months, you heard the couple I just had on here, the black man and the white woman, they only been together 2 years, they get married.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
I already got a date set, got pictures on the internet, they together. This is what white women do. They love standing by their man, especially when they get a black man. Look at how Heidi Klum treats Seal. Look at how the white woman treat Lamar Odom.
Right.
I'm sorry, they do a better job at treating black men good. I see why these niggas is doing it.
Right.
I'm sorry. You look at Kim Kardashian, how she treated Reggie Bush. All on TV with the nigga. Up under him, holding his hands.
Mm-hmm.
They act like we the best thing they could have ever gotten.
Mm-hmm.
You got you a brother. The brother trying to marry. He need a green card. Hey, a motherfucker need all kind of shit. I need my credit to be a little bit better. I mean, we get in relationships for several reasons.
Right.
But you wouldn't give him a chance. You said it was only for to get the green card. So why didn't you break it off with him? Why were you so secure in staying with him, knowing that you didn't want it to lead to get past where it was? I mean, I understand you were comfortable. We all do that. I've been in relationships where I was comfortable. I'm comfortable where it's at.
Because by the time I found out that the reason why he was asking me to marry him was for his green card, it all happened within like 2 weeks' time.
From the first time he asked you?
No, when the first time he asked me to marry him, I said no because I wasn't ready. I didn't know about the whole green card and all that stuff until after the second time he asked me, which was about 2 weeks later, and then we broke up.
Right.
When one of his friends had to tell me that what was going on and this, that, and the third or whatever, because they was like, they didn't want to see me hurt. And the last time I had spent the time with him at his place, we were going through this whole thing with why'd I find an empty box of condoms in his room. So I didn't get to talk. It was like a week went by, and I didn't talk to him at all. And the very next time I talked to him, we agreed that we should break up.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he was cheating. He was getting the sex anyway, which I didn't care. I told him that the thing that hurt me the worst was that he lied about it when I asked him about it. I mean, just tell me the truth. I knew I wasn't giving him sex, so I knew he was going to be getting it from somewhere, but don't lie.
So why should he just tell you the truth? Why not just roll with it? If you notice what this person is doing, why do they need to tell you?
I didn't say he had to just come out and tell me. When I asked you, you should tell me the truth.
Why'd you ask?
I asked you. Because
why did you ask?
To see if I could trust him and see what he lied to me, and he did exactly that. And lied.
Why would you want to see, again, don't... Okay.
I don't believe in putting people to the test. And again, I love it when religious people say to me,
I didn't say I was religious.
Okay, you said you were saved and the Lord love you.
That don't mean that I'm religious. I'm not a religious person. Religious is like them people with them titles, Presbyterian, Baptist, Pentecostal, Kojic. I'm not religious. I have a relationship with God, so I just say I'm spiritual. How about that?
All right, all right.
That's a whole nother show, Tommy.
Yeah, that's a whole nother show, because I'm not religious. I'm not a religious person.
I just had to cuss another black woman out. I'm sorry. So it was taking me so long.
Oh, okay.
I'm asking you to stop sending me events or I'll report you. And I said, then report me, bitch. This is why I hate black women. Report me, bitch. You bad weave wearing bitch.
Oh, God.
Tommy, stop it.
I'm sick of it. As many of these damn things that go out to white people, you never hear them do this shit. You never see them do this shit. There's a reason why only 24% of black women will ever see marriage in their life. There's a reason.
Wow.
I didn't make this up. There's a reason. They just don't like it when I say it. Y'all would rather hear a dude that's trying to fuck you, tell you a lie, and then not marry you and walk away with fucking you so you can post on Facebook that niggas ain't shit and they lie.
Mm-hmm.
We don't lie. We tell y'all what y'all want to hear, and that's a lie.
And I don't want them to do it.
But yes, you do. Wait a minute. Yes, you do. You said you knew you were sleeping with this. You wasn't sleeping with this man. You said you knew he was trying to get his green card. You knew you weren't ready, but he was. What would you expect him to do? You want to not give him anything he's asked for, yet you want him to give you everything you're expecting.
Wait a minute.
Do you think that's fair, baby? Do you think that's fair?
You that it happened like within 2 weeks time for me finding out about it, and then we agreed to break up. I know I told you that.
No, oh, no. What I'm saying is, okay, then I don't understand why you said you was hurt. You wouldn't marry him for whatever reasons you wouldn't marry him. You wouldn't marry him. And I tell anybody, once you tell somebody that wants to marry you that you won't marry them, the clock starts ticking.
Mm-hmm.
And when that clock is ticking, they could leave at any moment.
They can. And he could have left at any time.
But I'm saying you should expect it. It should become expected.
Right. I didn't say that he didn't have a right to leave or a right to break up with me. I didn't say that he was wrong for breaking up with me. Telling you that I was trying to do the right thing in that relationship by not having sexual relations before I was married.
Were you guys friends? So you guys had to become friends if ain't no fucking going on.
Yeah, we were friends.
So why didn't that work itself out? If you should be friends before you should be lovers, why didn't y'all's work out if y'all actually were friends before and never got to lovers?
Right, exactly. That's the point I'm trying to get to drag you over to. Well, see, with that particular relationship, when we broke up, he didn't want anything else to do with me.
I wouldn't want to have nothing to do with your motherfucking ass either.
Shut up, Tommy.
I'm about to call you a bitch for holding out on pussy for a year and 8 months.
Why? Why?
Because you don't just hold out on no pussy for a year and 8 months. You wouldn't like it if I brought you over my house and kept on cooking, talking about I ain't going to let you eat none.
Tommy.
Would you? Would you like it if I had a bunch of food every time you came on my house, but you couldn't have none?
Mm-mm, but look. look, Tommy, you got to look now. I was 25. It was my first relationship. So you live and learn. I don't learn a lot. So would you let me get on with my story?
I feel you. Go ahead. All right. So at the end of the day, no, well, even before you get on with the story, I just want to get to the point where you tell me, do you believe that it's better for a relationship that if those people are friends before they start dating?
Well, see, with that one, it didn't work out. But I'm about to tell you about the one that happened after that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, the guy that I met and started dating after that, at that point, I was like, Lord, I was trying to do the right thing. It didn't work out. My heart still got broke. Because it wasn't that I wasn't sexually attracted to this man, because I really was. And I loved him, and I wanted to express myself sexually to him. Because we're human. We're naturally born to be sexual beings. So the next relationship that I got into, I was like, the hell with it. If I feel like I want to have sex with this dude to express my feelings for him, that's what's going to happen. The next guy I met, we dated all probably about a month and a half before I had sex with him. We were having a sexual relationship. We stayed together for like probably a year and about 3 months. Right now, today, me and him aren't together now because he was cheating, and I decided to end the relationship when I found out he was cheating with the person he was with before me. He and I, right now, today, 8 years later, we're the best friends ever. Everybody I've ever dated since him, we talk about stuff. He wants to know everything that goes on in my relationship. He's married, and he and I still are friends. His wife knows that I'm his friend. And we're really, really friends. We don't sneak around and have sex. We don't sneak around and just be all up in each other's bed and stuff. But I can call him and talk to him about anything. We're really, really close friends.
But it hasn't turned into a relationship. So, I mean, I'm hearing this friend stuff, and I want to read to you guys a message that I got from a person who was listening to the show, another black woman. I'm telling you. Here's what she said. Black men are so confused with all kinds of judgments and demands for black women. Just pitiful. Not ready for prime time. Again, this is why nobody wants to marry black women. You're full of all of these little catchphrases. Not ready for prime time. So a black woman is prime time? What judgment did I make? I didn't make a judgment. I pointed out the fact that there are things that are going on that are causing you to not reach. If the end is the result that you... If the end result is what you claim it is, which is I want to be married and these niggas be lying and they won't stay, if that's the end result, I'm telling you that what you're doing in the beginning is causing you not to get what you want at the end. Okay. How is this a judgment? See, you get called judge, and I hate that word. Black women, y'all need to take this word judge and shove it up your ass. Because it's a stupid fucking word. Every time you got some shit wrong with you, you either call somebody superficial or judgmental. It's shit you did to yourself. Yet when somebody brings it up, you're judging me. You're being judgmental. You're not ready for prime time. You can't deal with a real woman. I had a woman actually say a real man would take care of another man's kids. What kind of shit is this? Only a black woman would say that. White women feel like if you talk to me because I got these kids, it's a blessing I got somebody else. Why you think Susan Smith ran her kids in the water? Because she thought, ain't nobody going to want me with these three damn kids. And she got them kids in a marriage. She still felt like, and it's just like Tavia said, Tavia got her kids in a marriage, but still felt like, what man wants to take on this baggage? That's a common sense attitude. You don't walk into a job at IBM without a college degree and say, ah, shit, they better hire me. You say, I'll be lucky if they hire me. You treat it like it's a blessing. When you start treating your men like a blessing when you done fucked up, and men too, if you done fucked up, you treat that woman like she a blessing. You know you got poor ass credit. You know you got 3 and 4 kids by 4 and 5, 6 different women.
And then it's not easy dating anymore because someone like me, I'm 30, blah, 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 and I don't have any children. And I've never been pregnant, never been married, and I'm not a, you know, to me, I'm not a bad catch. I ain't had like 30, 50 boyfriends and all this, that, and the third or whatever. And I don't want to be, hopefully, I don't want to be in a relationship with a man that got 4 or 5 baby mamas.
I just think in the black community it's so horrible that it's these two extremes. It's like, okay, again, I got to look at this black dude on my show just came on. He was able to not only get him a fine, that woman looked good every time I see her, and this be on fucking Skype. I wonder what she look like in real life, because she just be fine every time. I've never seen her slipping. She just sat there and said, I don't get caught slipping, and the man shook his head and was like, you right. She always look good when she goes somewhere. Not only does she always look good, but she claimed she was overweight, and her idea of overweight was 115 pounds, 120. But she in great shape. Here's what happens in the black community. You either get a fine woman with a bunch of kids or a real big woman with no kids. And you either assume that, and a lot of times they can't have kids because of their size. It was the same thing that was happening to, what is her name, Star Jones. Look, just look around. Every time you see one of these black stars with no kids, it's because they're real big.
Mm-hmm.
So they're a better catch. But then, do they not have kids because they real big and what, nobody trying to fuck them like that? Because the real firm ones, well, they get a couple kids real quick. And you got to say, with a black woman, it appears that it's an either-or situation. If I want to get one that's fine, I got to help her raise kids that she got with somebody else. If I want to get one that seems like she's not as sexually promiscuous, I got to get one that is unhealthy and might die of diabetes at 45, 50.
Right.
This is not fair, what we're doing to each other. We're not giving each other quality. And women, y'all don't have a good choice either. You either say, I got to get this man with a bunch of damn kids, or I got to get this nigga that just came out of jail, or I got to get this nigga that might be gay.
Yeah.
Right.
Y'all don't have no good choices.
It's not.
If y'all get a nigga that's handsome, he ain't got no job. If y'all got a nigga that can fuck, he ain't got no car.
And he live with his mama. I mean.
Yeah. Yep. He trying to fuck you, her, and her.
Yep, that's true.
Like
yep.
And sometimes him too. It's horrible. Most of the men that I have, personally experienced, the one guy that I did in my early years when I first started dating that I actually had sex with, we're friends now. We're, like, really super friends. Every man that I met.
Like Superman and Batman?
We're really good friends. There's nothing about me he don't know. Like that.
Right.
And even all the relationships since him, I've met some guys with the intentions of trying to be in a relationship, like dating and a sexual relationship, and it just turned out that we never got sexual, but now we're really good friends. I got, like, 4 guy friends right now.
So isn't it bad for black people to be – isn't it bad for black people – for any man to want to be your friend then? Because you just said you keep bringing up these friends and you ain't with none of them. So isn't it bad to be a woman's friend?
Well, if you're intending on having sex with her, yeah.
That's usually where you want your relationship to someday lead.
Right. So if you go into a relationship not having any type of sexual attraction to this person, you're going into it wanting to be friends, and that's what it's going to be. If you have a sexual attraction to this person and you think there's somebody you want to date, then date them first. Then you'll be friends. Hopefully.
All right.
If
see,
you try to work it around the other way.
Well, see, exactly.
You
I said at first off,
you'll mess up your friendship.
Exactly. Exactly. I'll be friends with somebody that I'm trying to fuck, and I end up liking them. This is how I want it to go, because like he said, when you saw when Roy and Angelica was talking, Angelica was like, "Yeah, you know," because we was just, and he shook his head like I wanted to fuck her. I just thought I didn't have a shot.
Exactly. I heard the conversation.
Yeah, and that's the truth.
Yeah.
We ain't hanging out with you. We ain't hanging out with you because a nigga want a female friend. Only men want female friends is gay dudes.
Mm-hmm.
No straight man want to hang out with a chick. I can't even stand talking to him that long. I can't. I'm being serious. And most real men don't like talking to women, because after a while, the conversation will get fruitless.
Yeah.
She'll say something and you don't get it. Because she's talking about emotions and you talking about logically speaking, and then you're going to piss off once you say logically speaking. Every woman gets mad at me when I say, well, you know, logically. What are you saying? I'm not a logical person? I mean, the shoe fit, bitch. What'd you say? I mean, I'm sorry. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Your World, My View. We're about to get into the after show, and I'm going to pick up all of you guys' phone calls in just a second. We had a show today where we've been talking about a whole bunch of stuff. We've been talking about the Troy Davis incident, and hopefully tomorrow something will calm down from this. Hell, at the end of the day, I'm trying to figure out why can't President Barack Obama pardon this man or something. Do something. I don't know. Maybe he is right where he need to be. But ladies and gentlemen, if nothing else, when it comes to relationship or when it comes to this whole justice system, remember, a lot of it is you get out of it what you put into it. This is Your World, My Views. I am your host, Mr. Tommy Sotomayor. We're about to go into the after show, and if you are not going to be a part of the after show, I say to you, good night. Boy, I closed the show real good on today.
Yeah, you did.
I dig it. Now, all right, now, Zinnia.
Yes.
I want you to hold on. I'm going to bring in, and I got to bring in my girl Crystal immediately because she was a great sport on this whole thing. And you have been a great sport, too, because you guys have allowed me to talk to you guys directly.
Right.
And if neither one of you learn anything, and me too, and that's why I always, after I get through talking to y'all, I'll be like, oh, and I'm talking about myself because my shit fucked up, too.
Uh-huh.
I had plenty of bitches had to give me some gas money just to get some dick. You gonna come over and fuck me? You got five on that gas tank?
Wow.
All right, then I'll come over there. You know I can't get to you without no gas.
Hey, it's honesty. It's honest. At least you got to have $5. At least 10. You need actually need $10 now.
No, right now you can tell when I was younger. Good. A nigga needs $30 of gas to get to you now.
Yeah.
That motherfucking gas is high.
Yes.
And you give me $5 if you want, it'll be just enough money to go get the gas and drive back home. But let me make sure I get to the people on the phone first off. So I got my two ladies in here. Let me see if I can bring in some more people. Let me see. And I don't know who you guys are. And here it is. The lines are full again. So here's what I'm going to tell you guys. Press 1 if you want to talk. I don't know if it's still messing up. But you have to press 1 now if you want to talk. And then what I'm going to do is call out the first 6 digits of your number. And you just let me know who you are. And if you don't let me know who you are, I'm going to call out all 10 digits of your number.
Oh, my God. Really?
Let the whole world know. Motherfucker, you.
Well, I'm going to tell you now. My first 6 are 770-572 because my house phone's about to die, so I got it on my cell phone. So that's
oh,
me.
Well, if you try to call in now, it ain't coming through. After 12,
no, it's already
coming
in.
Through.
I can already hear you on the cell.
Oh, it's what now? 772.
770-572.
770-572. Let me see if I can see it. All these fucking numbers.
Damn.
It is. There's 150 of them.
Wow.
It take a nigga a minute to get that. You pressed the 1.
So, I did press the 1.
You did? Well, I don't see it then if you press the 1. Okay, I see it now. I was going to say, you lying ass. That's what I like, black women. Liar.
Hey, you know I like to make your life difficult. Come on.
I did press it. Did I hear beep? Damn liar.
Oh, you are now in the queue. See, I told you I pressed it.
You know what I'm saying? You're going to blame me.
That was not a lie.
With your black ass, your black fucker. Wait a minute. Why I got to be all that?
Why you got to go there? Why you got to call me names? Why you got to call me out? Why you got to say I'm black? Why you got to drop me?
You the crispiest, blackest radio show host out there, nigga. What? That's a compliment, nigga. Learn how to take a compliment.
They need to stop.
Damn. All right, let me get to another phone. Let me see if I can. So I've already let you guys know what I'm going to do. So I'm going to let you know. And Tavia, I'll open up the other one so you can hang up the first one. I'll open up the other one.
Oh, awesome. Thank you.
All right. 478-335. Who's that?
Mm-hmm.
478. Hello? 478-335. Hello?
Hello?
Hey, I can hear you. Who is this?
That's Corinthian.
Hey, Corinthian.
Hey, Tommy.
How you doing, girl? I ain't heard from you in a long time.
I know, babe. I work a later shift now, so I get home a little later at night.
Well, at least you work. That makes one of us. I want you to hold on a second. I'm going to bring in some more people. Let me bring in 706-587. Caller, who are you?
LL.
LL?
L-mail.
Oh, mail. What's going on, girl?
Not too much, getting in kind of late myself, so I'm kind of trying to figure out what's going on.
Girl, ain't nothing going on. We've been talking about Troy Davis, and I've been cussing motherfuckers out and calling bitches, and hoes. So you pretty much, but then that's every show, so. That's every show. So you this is like watching a soap opera. You know, if you ain't seen a soap opera in 2 years, you can jump in and get right back in it in 2 days. They doing the same shit.
Lord have mercy.
That's what this is. There's somebody else in here from the 706 too. 706-595. Caller, who is this?
say 595.
Yes, sir.
That's me. How you doing, bro?
What's up? But you still got to tell me who you are.
My name is Mario.
Oh, okay. What's up, Mario? I was like, I will put me. I'll keep calling you me.
This is my eyes, man. Me rolling up here tonight.
Well, thank you, brother. I try to make people laugh and learn at the same time because.
But it's real though. I mean, I can dig it from the woman's standpoint of view as well as men. You know, it ain't easy for neither party.
Exactly, and that's why I want to get you. I'm going to get you on here too and let you talk, and hopefully there'll be some more guys. We outnumbered, so they're going to say I'm lying. Nigga, okay. You lying, nigga. The nigga just sent me a message on Facebook and said you lying. He told me to come over his house because you lying. Huh?
Dang. Did you ask him for gas money? Because that's the only way you're coming over here.
You know what I'm saying? That's right. I tell a woman, it's a lot of women talking about, oh, you sexy. You need to come out here to Texas. I say, yes, you need to send a plane ticket out here to Atlanta. And a cab, because I'm so broke, I can't even get to the airport. My ticket been at Will Call for a week. A nigga can't get there.
Be careful. They will send that ticket. I had an offer to Colorado.
Dude, I done got several a ticket and then took several of flights.
No, I'm glad I didn't take it because this woman was just married and got a boyfriend on the side.
Oh, well, that is. I'm glad you didn't take it either because I didn't want to see you on ID Network.
I know. I'm glad I found out.
That sounds like a fail. All
right.
Now, see, this is what I do, though. One, I always make them come to Georgia because I'm not going to your state because I'm agoraphobic and I'm scared to fly, and I only fly when I need to.
Dang.
Two, I don't let you know nothing about where I live at or nothing. No matter where I live at, where I meet you is going to be 150 miles from there. The hotel of my choosing at your paying.
Wow.
Hey, Tommy, I want you to add me, man.
All right, hey, I'll add you. Have you sent me a message on Facebook?
Actually, I stepped away from the computer and stepped out for a minute, but it's keyword syntax fire. I'm an inspiring artist.
Oh, you'd have to find me. I'm not in front of it to where I could find you, but you have to find me when you get a chance. Just look up Tommy Sotomayor, Sotomayor. It's like nine of them. I got like nine different pages. There's one of them that I talk on all the time, but the one I talk on all the time is a picture of me and TDJ.
Got you. I most definitely plug in on that.
Yeah, so find me. Now, let me see if I can bring in a couple more people. 812-430 caller. Who the hell are you?
Just don't call out those last four digits, Tommy. This is Carmen. What's good?
This is, say it again.
This is Carmen T. What's
good?
Oh,
Carmen. That's like, what was his name said? Me and Nas got more in common. Get it? More in common? that's what he said. I said, them New York niggas go a long way around the joke. That's why I used to stop. I stopped listening to New York music after a while. I was like, he dissing who? He never said the nigga's name. You tell me this whole song was about somebody. I was like, he never said his name.
Was the nigga it was about?
That's why I like Tupac. Tupac called your name out. First off, fuck you, bitch.
But I'll jump.
If you thought it wasn't about you, he got a nigga in the video that looked just like you,
just
dancing
like
around.
Make no mistake.
Exactly. Out of them New York niggas, it took 3 years to know that this nigga was rapping about him.
Damn.
Like, really? I'm up here homeboys with this nigga, and he got 3 songs out about me. I didn't know you felt this way, nigga. You didn't listen to my CD.
It's subliminal messages. You know that's how they talk in New York. They got subliminal messages. Come on now.
Nigga, you could have told me this shit when we was at the club, nigga, when I was buying you Patron. You could have told me.
They're talking
it cold. You know what I'm saying? Wonder why everybody was laughing at me. Damn it.
One thing for sure, you ain't talking that cold. They understand.
So now they changed that shit, though. They started realizing that people stopped listening to that New York shit, so they changed it. You see, they put it over Southern Beats, and now they start calling people's name out because they start realizing the only motherfuckers know who you talking about is you and that dude. That don't help, and he don't even know. He just guessing. I think he talking about me. Let me see how he react when I see him at the club. Let me see. Let me throw up my head. You know how a nigga speak. You know what I'm talking about, Mario. You know, we don't even wave at each other no more. We just put our head up.
I'm like, man, just be real. You gonna call somebody out, call him out, man.
Yeah, just call a nigga out. Man, call your dad out, too. That's why your daddy died of a heart attack, nigga. Yeah. That's a hard-ass rap. Now, this nigga's too real. This need to be banned. Now, let me go to another phone call. 201-428, who's that?
Me.
Who's another me?
Buffy.
Oh, Buffy. What's going on, Buffy?
Same old same.
I had to make sure that was you. Am I wrong? You up there, you one of them New York niggas. Am I wrong for the fact that saying that y'all used to rap and nobody knew what the fuck y'all was talking about?
Yeah, kind of half-ass. Yeah, you got a point.
Yeah, because, I mean, it was so damn in-depth. A nigga needed a motherfucking master's degree to know what y'all were talking about.
Yeah, yeah. You needed, they had to be, it was encrypted. You really had to, you know, get somebody to decipher that.
That's what made Snoop so good, because it was motherfucking 3-year-olds could repeat them lyrics. 1, 2, 3, into the 4.
Run DMC did the same shit. They had very simple rhymes, but they had hot music to go behind it.
The good thing about Snoop's song was literally you could hear it one time on V103 down here in Atlanta, and you knew that shit the next time they played it.
Yep.
It took a nigga 6 months to repeat a damn New York song.
Yeah, the beef was eternal.
I did that song,
Oh
Boy. I loved Oh Boy, but I still didn't know what he was talking about.
Lived across the street from him, so, you know, that's what that shit had to do with.
It reminded me of listening to Bone Thugs and Harmony. Everybody loved Bone, but nobody knew what the fuck they were saying.
I knew what them boys were saying. Them boys, they crazy. They throw it off, man.
Yeah, now I figure what they were saying just because I'm stupid like that. I like to hear a nigga talk about Satan.
Oh my God.
He used to tickle me, boy. Wake up, and I said, my sister was over there dressed. I said, I'm going to run and go get my stairs. Wasn't making sure no more stairs. I was like, what? So I'm like, hit the 99 and give me a couple of 40 ounces.
I'm so cool.
And you would watch bitches at the club, they just wait till the chorus. I'm like, it's the first of the month. That's all this bitch knew. It's the first of the month. Let me see. 813-381. Who the fuck are you? 813-381. Who the fuck are you? You're on the line,
nobody,
motherfucker. Who the fuck are you?
That's me, motherfucker. That's Tristan Gay, motherfucker. Can you hear me now?
Okay, Tristan. What's going on, Big Trist?
What's going on, man? I'm hearing you, and I see you speaking some mighty fine gospel today.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much. I definitely got to get your opinion on that, because you know you don't – what I like about you is you ain't afraid to disagree with me, and you ain't afraid to get muted when you do. This nigga called in one day and said, I know you about to mute me, but all I got to say is.
Yes.
That's all you're getting out your mouth when you say, I know you about to mute. It's like a motherfucker
right.
Telling me when he say, wait a minute, I don't mean no disrespect. Yes, he do. He about to disrespect you. Everything coming out his mouth right after that.
I just need an excuse to call you everything wrong with you, really.
You know, I'm just trying to tell you, don't get upset because I'm about to call you a bitch. That's what you might as well say.
Pretty much.
Don't get upset, nigga, because you're lame as fuck.
What?
I told you I don't mean no disrespect with your lame ass. See?
See,
this is why we can't talk.
No more. This ain't no disrespect. Now, I just talked about your mama all the way down to the family tree.
If I meant some respect, if I meant to disrespect you, I wouldn't have said no disrespect. Nigga, damn, who don't listen to shit? I'm going to pull in one more person because y'all making me laugh. 404-824, caller, who the fuck are you?
It's Greg Purdue, Tommy.
What's up, Greg?
What's up?
Greg, I got to ask you, are you for or against all the college teams moving and creating super conferences?
Man, everybody's trying to get that SEC. Yeah, you know we done won 5 out of the last 6 national championships.
No, you're right. That's what's messed up. You got them bullshit-ass conferences talking about we going to merge together and form a what? A bunch of shit?
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
You're going to merge a bunch of shit together and like it's going to turn into gold. It's still shit. It's just a bigger pile of it.
That's like motherfucker going to go form a union for crackhead.
Wow.
We're going to put together 5 nasty sluts and form 1 super slut.
Oh.
Lisa, what do you think about all this fucking movement in college football?
You know what? I'm going to be honest with you, TJ, but I have mixed feelings about it. And I posted on the sports mac and said that, you know, some teams that are unknown don't get a lot of credit.
Like, what the fuck you going to do with Boise State? Nobody want them motherfuckers. I don't care. That's a bullshit-ass team. I don't give a fuck if they go undefeated for 9 years. I still wouldn't rank them no more than 21st.
Damn. I didn't know you could do it like that, but okay.
I don't give a fuck about Boise State. If they ain't bringing no potatoes, nobody gives a fuck about Boise.
I mean, they can be undefeated, but who are they playing? Who are they doing?
That's what I'm saying. Motherfucker played. I went outside the other day. Boise State was out there playing the kids in the neighborhood.
Hey, TJ, I just found out they said Missouri was informed, you know, to join the SEC, but the SEC president declined, so I don't know how that's going to turn out.
The SEC just want a football school. They don't want to fuck with nobody else. They want a football school. You could have a whole bunch of damn illiterate people in your school. If you can't play no football, you ain't joining the SEC. Fuck that.
You know what? And
they're trying to get rid of Vanderbilt.
Damn, wow. You caught me off guard on that one. But you're right. But, you know, SEC is a football team. ACC is a basketball team. You know,
that ACC going to be hell in basketball.
Absolutely.
They going to still suck at football, though, but they going to be hell at basketball.
That's what I'm saying. You know, it's bigger in football, SEC. Bigger in basketball, ACC.
And then they had a nerve to talk about some they don't want to bring in UConn because they ain't that good at football. Man, you better shut the fuck up. None of your teams is good at football.
Wow.
I hate to say that, but
I'm an ACC-er, Georgia Tech.
I
ain't a motherfucking steal. We suck.
All day.
I'm an ACC as well, and I'm a football and basketball fan. So, ACC, basketball.
Yeah, I mean, I try my best. I mean, I try to get behind Bush Davis when they was trying to do something with, because, you know, I like Bush Davis from when he came from Miami, so I thought, you know, he'll do something in North Carolina. Well, he did. He went and did the same shit he did down at Miami, bought players and got him in trouble.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
That's a fucked up damn campus visit when a nigga bring weed and hoes.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
I said, damn, they didn't bring none of that when I went to Georgia Tech. Nigga brought a little train.
Wow.
So what the fuck is this? They said, this is in your future.
Whoa, you are dead wrong.
You could tell I was lame. I started clapping. Soul.
Okay,
all right, I got to go to my man Tristan. I'm going to go to Tristan first. I'm going to see what he got to say. Tristan.
What's going on, Tyler?
You heard I've been talking about a bunch of shit. You can tell me, you can talk about the Troy Davis incident, and you can talk about this Dayton. Go ahead, jump in.
First off, with the Troy Davis thing, man, I don't really know how to feel about it, to be honest with you, man. Now, granted, everything, it's all fucked up and everything, man, but right there, it should go and show, man, that if you got a 70% of a whole people that are in jail and in the prison system, man, somewhere along the line, it's got to be a high percentage of people that's getting completely fucked over.
No, I believe instead of some courts, the judge probably need to have a dick in his hand instead of a gavel. Because there's a lot of niggas getting fucked by the jury system. It is. You should spend your whole time at the defense table bent over. And the only way you know if you're guilty is if the dick come in your ass. You don't get to watch none of the trial. You just get to look towards the back at the people.
With no grief.
Hands down. I know y'all visualizing this shit. That's why y'all laughing.
Yeah.
It's all of a jail prep course.
This won't be able to sleep tonight.
Those motherfuckers say, well, could the jury foreman please read the verdict? You see this nigga, ugh.
Yeah.
No comment.
Everybody's gonna be held in contempt.
Oh God!
And you hear this black woman in the crowd yelling, "My baby!"
give her a sedative. Take her out.
Damn. They wouldn't want to televise no more damn court trials.
All right.
Damn. Nigga, you watch court TV? Hell no, that's some gay ass shit, nigga.
Man, fuck me, man. I ain't even with that.
Don't be asking me that shit, nigga. Well, I just asked you if you saw the trial, nigga.
Oh, man, that's crazy.
This week's trial will be held at Bulldogs right here in Atlanta in Midtown. You got niggas fighting to get on the jury. I want to be the foreman. Nigga, this is your third trial this month. I just trying to do my civic duty. I'm trying to do my civic duty.
Just trying to do my civic duty. That's it.
All right, Trista. Trista, if you think about it, you're right. It's too many niggas in jail for all of them to just be criminals like that. They can't all of them be criminals. Why do you think we only jump up at the end, though, to say something? This is not the time for us to be trying to get this man to be killed when he about to be killed.
Let's be honest about one thing, man. Only reason people talking about they so interested in this shit, because somewhere along the line, a cool nigga done said they interested in this shit, man. For real. Real talk, man. It's some nigga, Tyrell Johnson somewhere done said this shit okay. We got to do something for Troy Smith, and that shit caught on like wildfire, man. It's people everywhere that's fucked over. It's in the paper every day and everything like that, man. It just come now. Everybody get it. We as a people, man, we come up strong when that shit in the pub, when it's on the news and things like that. Like the girl said on last week on the show, it's a girl missing in L.A. right now. Don't nobody give a fuck about. But why?
Yeah, you remember when I talked about the girl in New York when they said the woman in the Bronx, the young girl was missing, and they said, "Oh, you ain't put that on the mainstream media." I said, "Fuck that. It ain't on Bossip. Don't blame white people when you ain't reporting it."
Exactly.
Yep, I mean, I can't get upset. I can't feel no type of way. Is it a fucked up situation? Yep. But then again, it come up to another point. Watch who the fuck you roll with.
Exactly. And they brought that up. And even before I wrote the article, I didn't even think about that. And it's like I want to go back and rewrite the article, but I guess niggas probably won't like it as much if I say that. If he was hanging out at the church, he wouldn't be in jail. I'm not going to say that he did
it. Different in life, at work. How about being at work? How about you take your ass to work? You
yeah,
to
how
work
about if
about
he was
that.
If he was playing John Madden at home?
Mm-hmm.
Nigga could have been doing anything. So you're right. Yeah. It comes to a point where we as black people will stand behind people who generally fucking up. Like, again, we stood behind Michael Vick. They railroaded Michael Vick. No, he actually was doing something wrong, though.
Yeah. Well, I
feel
a certain type
of
way about that now, man.
What I'm saying is he was doing something against the law. And if Michael Vick had just told the truth at the beginning, it would have never went to federal. It would have stayed in state, and he would have done no time in jail.
Exactly.
I agree.
Exactly.
This is what I don't understand. People don't understand that if Michael Vick had a told Arthur Blank in the beginning, it would have stayed a state case, and Virginia would have let his ass off with a slap on the wrist.
Oh, yeah. That's what I
said. Yeah. Really just be guilty and be the poster boy, or we gonna make you the poster boy.
Exactly. I would have said, because what he thought was them niggas ain't gonna tell on me. And what we didn't realize, what we all should realize, is black people are not the people who don't talk. Because Harriet Tubman will tell you that. Nigga was like, that go to Underground Railroad right there.
Money. Exactly.
Them,
and all they gave this nigga was some extra time under the shade tree. That's all it took. We get some extra time under the shade tree.
In the field today, I think he got some extra meat portion around here.
Yeah, he got another piece of cornbread.
Yeah, exactly. Uh-huh. Cause think about it. Why would you tell on Michael Vick when he got a $100 million contract, and all you got to do is do a year and a half, and he gonna give you some money when you get out? And what was funny was them niggas told and still ended up having to, this is how white people turn. Y'all ever watch mob movies? And you know how the mob will go to somebody and every time a rat will tell them, will help them set up somebody, they will not only kill the person the rat helped them set up, but they'll kill the rat.
Because they know the rat will turn around and rat on them.
Thank you. Exactly. So let me tell y'all what they did to them, to Michael Vick's cousins and them. Well, they knew they had enough stuff on them that they had already violated their paroles.
Right.
So what they told them is, okay, we'll give you immunity from the dogfighting stuff. Them dumbasses took it and went to jail for the same amount of time they would have went on the dogfighting stuff for their parole violations.
But, you know, I often say it, and this is Kareem saying, I often say it, Michael Vick's biggest problem weren't the dogs. It was the people that he thought were his dogs.
Yeah, because them dogs didn't talk.
Exactly.
I remember I fucked up. I got a little beagle. I don't know if y'all looking at my pictures. I had a beautiful little beagle. I remember one day I had brought, I don't know what the fuck was wrong with Teddy. That was the name of my dog, Teddy. I don't know what was wrong with Teddy that day, but I had worked hard, 8-9 hours that day. And you ever been at work and knew what you wanted to eat so bad that the time was going so slow because you knew what you wanted to eat? And I love eating. So I was going to get some Popeye's two-piece breast and thigh, spicy, with two biscuits and a side of a coleslaw. Man, I want some shit right now. It sounds so good. Anyway, I went and brought this shit home. And I set it down. I had my direct TV and my flat screen TV, and I had my little glass table sitting in the front, and my dog Teddy was laying on the couch beside me. And I set it down. And I said, shit, I left the honey in the bag. I got up and went in the kitchen to get the honey out the bag. I turned back around. Teddy had grabbed that breast and ran in the bathroom.
I know it did.
Nigga tried to close the door and lock it. I'm beating on the door. Teddy, open up this motherfucking door.
Nah.
I get in the bathroom. Teddy done jumped in the tub with the chicken. Close the shower curtain. At this point, you would have swore I had a number 7 on my jersey that day.
Oh.
I took that dog. He said, oh. I took him. I'm going to tell you what happened. And I don't give a shit if Peter listening. I took Teddy's face and stuck it in the water in the toilet. And shoved it in the water and did like how them motherfuckers. I let you know I've been watching too many movies. I kept flushing it. I left that dog in there so long that dog was, I think he died because he shit all over my floor and he pissed. And he stopped moving. And then I took him after he stopped moving. I took him and chunked him up against the wall. And I guess the shocking of the wall must have woke him up.
Stop. Wow.
But I was so mad. And so I look at it, but I realized Teddy couldn't tell nobody. When my company came to visit next week, he was just scared than the motherfucker.
He didn't eat no more of your chicken.
Hell no. That motherfucker wouldn't even eat the dog food without asking me twice. Are you sure? Are you sure?
I want my head.
Wow.
And That motherfucker wouldn't even drink nothing but rainwater. He came hoping it would rain soon. This is a long summer. Damn it. But no, you're right. The fact that his friends were his downfall, and most of us, especially black people, our fucking friends are downfall. Ask MC Hammer. He was on the show. He'll tell you. He said when he got broke, y'all need to go back and listen to that interview. It was a good interview. He said when he got broke, them same people he helped out wouldn't even talk to him.
Right.
Oh. He didn't have anything else to give them.
Yep.
Exactly. Those are users.
Have y'all noticed that's why we get the crabs in the barrel mentality thought? The only time we want to help a nigga is when he about to die, when he about to get the lethal injection. Then everybody want to jump up and get support. And this is after white people had to bring our attention to it. Did y'all notice that?
Yeah, but to my knowledge, he been in jail for 22 years, right?
Ooh, yeah, God. So white people had to bring out. White people been trying to fight to get this motherfucker. The Pope done sent a letter over him. He sent a letter, and they read it the other day. It said, this the Pope shouting. ATL, y'all need to let him go.
Wow.
Thank you. Oh, my God.
He had the message delivered by Pastor Troy.
How ridiculous.
Wow. I'm going to hell.
Fuck, I'm going to hell. Pastor Troy going to hell. How you going to have a name like Pastor Troy and you cussing every 5 minutes? I said this nigga's going straight to hell. How can you listen to this?
No, I never thought what you say. Ain't no more play, G8.
You know.
Thank
you
so much. That nigga said, "I'm a pastor. It's a disaster." I said, "Who wrote your lyrics, man? Who wrote these?"
That's Troy was cool till it went crazy, man.
I told Troy, don't get high off your own supply, nigga. Stop it.
Yeah, when he came out with that Pharaoh tablet on his chin and had that wrestling belt on, I say this nigga done lost it.
You could tell he was confused though. How you gonna sit up here and look like King Tut as well as Booker T. Washington at the same time?
I say, man, this nigga, this one of them pictures you don't want white people to see, boy.
Exactly. You know what I'm saying? When you see a picture like that, and then you look at it, and white people look at it, and then you don't look at them because you know they probably looking at you.
Yep.
It's like the news come on sometimes when I'm at work. Man, I walk out the motherfucking break room. These white people going to look at me. Black man in Atlanta so dope, sniffed it and shoved it up his ass. Film it a lot.
Oh, man, I'm in Florida. I'm around Spanish folk, man. When that Ortiz Mayweather shit went down, boy, oh, my God.
Man, I got all that crap from Facebook.
That motherfucker, hey, that motherfucking Mayweather told that motherfucker, you ain't shit.
Yeah, man, I told him when we slowed it down, man, finally you can hear Mayweather say, fuck, nigga.
Because, you know, Larry Merchant's so damn old, and I figured it's going to happen to me one day. But you have to anticipate what the fuck Larry Merchant about to say.
Yeah.
I think this nigga's trying to say this. Let me just answer it before he wastes everybody's time. Because it take him a long time to say shit. And he sound like that man. I don't know if any of y'all watch ESPN. But it's a man on the show called Around the Horn. And,
you talk about reality?
No, I'm not talking about reality. I'm talking about the old man. The old man, you don't understand what the fuck he's... What's his name?
Kornheiser. Tony Kornheiser.
No. That's PTI. I'm talking about Around the Horn.
Woody Page?
There you go. Woody Page. That motherfucking Woody Page get the seizuring... I'll be like, oh my God, this man is gonna die any moment now.
God.
Yeah, he can't correct for old white dude. If I'm 50 years younger, I'll kick your ass.
And you know what would have been funny? If he said, if I was 50 years younger, I'd have kicked your crispy black ass.
Yo, Yeah, you know, you're every black person in America held their breath to see if you said no, boy, for real.
I just knew he was going to say it because the one thing about an old white man and an old white woman is they stop having political correctness.
They don't give a fuck.
An old white man will call you a nigga and then expect you to go get him a soda pop for 15 cents.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
wow.
Let's
say, make it enough.
Make it they worse. They figure they don't live long
enough to say what the fuck they want to say to you.
But that's what to y'all. This is what black people need to be, though. Seriously, just to make a point. And let me bring in I'll bring in one more person, then I'll get to you guys. 404-853-9308. Who the fuck are you?
Thanks, Omi. This is Tiana.
How does that mean? That's my new greeting. Who the fuck are you? That shit going to be all over. They already said that I could come on Nancy Grace. She invited me to come on her show in 2 months. And when I come on there, I'm going to say it.
Uh-oh.
Oh, I'm
lying.
I need the date that's going to air.
Y'all gonna take this shit. I'm a who the fuck beep, are you? Don't y'all love it when they beep the shit behind the cuss word?
Try to
slide beep out the wrong part of the word. I wish a fucker would. They done beeped out mother.
They gonna put you off.
So, hey, y'all ever listen to one of them news programs and realize somebody just got fucking fired?
Somebody just
that's all you can say. You laugh is somebody just got fucking fired. This just got somebody fired. This nigga scrambling trying to tat a satellite down like that commercial where that nigga had thought that he emailed everybody the company, so he went through and fucked everybody's phone and laptop up. Y'all seen that one?
I seen that one, yeah.
That commercial hilarious. Then that white man told him, I'm sorry, you didn't send it to everyone. You just sent it to me.
Right.
That's
some
fucked
one,
up shit. But let me go. I'm gonna come back to you in a second, Tiana. But I'm gonna go to my man. Let me see who. Let me go. Who the fuck over here? Let me go to. No. I haven't talked to Mel in a while. Let me go to Mel. Mel. First off, thank you for calling. Second off, we've been talking about a lot of stuff. We've been talking about Troy Davis, and we've been talking about dating. Should you be friends with somebody you date? Let's go down that road. Should you be friends with somebody you date?
I feel that this is some form of a friendship more than a relationship. Y'all should at least know the basics about one another. And after all that, y'all want to get on like one another. I think
Y'all having a hard time hearing Miss Mayo?
Yeah.
We can fuck around talking to Larry Merchant. We got Larry Merchant live on the phone.
Y'all hear me now?
Yeah, we can hear you. Stop trying to use that yellow too.
Another
Metro, baby.
I'm trying to use that yellow tooth earpiece. Put it right on the cap of your tooth in your mouth and start talking about just don't get it wet.
Oh, that's like we can't hear you now while y'all tripping.
Now we can hear you now.
We can hear you, baby. Go ahead.
Okay, what I was saying is I believe there should be some form of a friendship base before there should ever be a relationship if it can be helped. Because some people, they're like people I've met, they jump right into a relationship without really knowing anybody, and they've turned out fine. But in my personal opinion, before I can have a relationship with you, I have to have known you for a while.
So, okay, I got to ask you, what's your current relationship status?
I'm in a relationship now.
How long have you been in that relationship?
Been in a relationship since May last year.
Was he your buddy beforehand?
Yes, he was.
How long?
Almost a year.
Okay, so it's working out because you guys were. Tell us how it's helped you, and then whoever that was that said, hold on, I'll let you ask. But tell us how it's helped you. How being a friend helped you?
Communication is a lot better. like when we first, as a friend, for some reason, as a friend, we had the worst time as far as communicating and being real with one another. And then when we got to that point where we felt like the relationship could have been more, was going to be more, I should say, we got to where we would open up a lot more about as far as what we're looking for, because we are young. We're like, okay, yeah, we want to do this and do this and do that before we commit ourselves to being in a lifelong, like, marriage-type relationship. We discuss things like that. And I feel because we opened up to each other early on and went ahead and said what we were looking for, it makes it so much easier now.
All right. Now, somebody sound like they had a question.
Yeah, if you don't mind, if I guess you say play devil's advocate on this, but how long before y'all had sex?
I want to say it was maybe 6-7 months after we were together.
Where y'all finding these niggas at?
Like when we was like official, we didn't have sex until we were official.
Where are y'all finding these niggas at that's waiting this long?
Well, I didn't find them locally. He's from Buena Vista.
Exactly. This is an extraterrestrial. Surely didn't find him locally.
Yeah,
this nigga's an aborigine.
And I mean, of course, at the end of the day, he's not perfect. I'm not perfect. He has his indiscretions as well as I have mine.
Wait, whoa.
Uh-huh.
You can't sneak no words by me. They weren't just handing out degrees one day and I just walked down.
She said indiscretions. I heard it.
Yeah, what? Explain that. You both have an open relationship.
They was both fucking other people, y'all. Stop playing.
Oh no! No.
Okay.
That's what I
call. She said, "Stop playing." Y'all niggas know what she meant.
No, nothing like that.
Somebody took a dick that didn't belong to him. Whose dick is this? I thought it was yours.
I mean, when she said
indiscretion,
that's
what
I thought. Yeah, what the fuck is an indiscretion? Your ass didn't bring home milk from Kroger's. It's not an indiscretion.
No, I'm talking about references into our personalities where we clash.
Y'all Negroes better get in the dictionary before y'all start using words.
Okay, so instead of indiscretion, you all just have a character flaws.
I said it earlier today. I said, stop trying to sound smart. That shit will backfire. I remember when I was in the second grade, and I remember I went in school and said, I'm part of the Caucasian persuasion. Everybody started laughing. I said, what? Am I not?
No,
because I saw an episode of Saturday Night Live, and what's his name? Eddie Murphy was being sarcastic when he said it, but I didn't know what sarcasm was, so I took him literally. My dumb ass went to school talking about I was Caucasian.
Okay. Yeah, I'm curious. How did that dynamic work? Like, did y'all just come to an agreement that y'all would wait, or did y'all just didn't ask each other until 6 or 7 months into it?
Good question.
Say that again. I couldn't hear you. Say that one more time.
How did you guys get to the point where y'all were just going to wait? Did y'all just decide that, hey, we're going to wait? Or was it like, did y'all come to an agreement that you were going to wait at some point? Or did y'all just say, okay, we want to fuck, let's just be in a relationship?
And did you agree to have sex with other people that you call an indiscretion?
Now, she's claiming that's not what she meant, that they was indiscretion. She's
No, really. I really meant this meaning as far as our personality. We have personality clashes that don't agree with each other from time to time.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So the difference is not indiscretion.
Yeah, that was the wrong terminology, my bad.
Y'all leave that girl alone.
I apologize.
I want to know, did she just decide, I want to fuck you, so let's just say we're in a relationship? Because I know a lot of people that do that, so they can say, I was always in a relationship with people I fuck.
Oh, no, it wasn't like that. No, we talked about it seriously. That's why I said it made it so much better for us now. Because we felt like, okay, if I'm feeling some type of way, we supposed to be boyfriend, girlfriend, I should be able to bring this stuff to you. You know, and you'd be honest with me. So we was like, okay, so he wanted to make sure I was comfortable. I wanted to make sure he was comfortable. And then when it happened, it just happened. But we did discuss that as far as, like fantasies, what do you want to do? Like, when do you want to do it? It's kind of retarded. It was kind of goofy to me because I had never really had anybody ask me about it, like, ask me about sex like that.
But at the end of the day, I saw that it was a respect thing. So
I think sex should always be talked about at the beginning. I think y'all should. I think it should be like in football when they had a first 16 plays scripted.
But yeah, it was definitely came under discussion. It definitely came under discussion. It kind of threw me off when it did because I've never had to really discuss it open like that. But the fact that I was asked, I was like, okay, might as well answer if we're supposed to be like this and like that, or whatever the case may be.
So it's working out with you. It's working out for you.
Yeah, it's working out so far. I'm still I'm hoping that it continues on the path that it's on because I really do like him and he really likes me, or whatever the case may be. So I'm sitting here praying for the best. I try to do right by him, and it's vice versa. So, you know.
Well, that's all you can ask for, actually. That's all, I like that. That's all you can ask for, because people, what y'all got to understand is you can be perfect in a relationship and the shit don't work out. You can be an asshole and the woman never leaves.
Yeah.
You can. I know a lot of assholes. I'm one of them.
I know.
I'm an asshole. I don't know why you keep fucking with me. I ain't shit. I sent a bitch a text one message one day. She said, I want you to come home and fuck me. I said, why? I ain't shit. I'm like, are you sure?
She just wants to marry.
Just really bored. You got shit to do with your life. You lame.
Hey.
Tiana, you heard what she said. Tiana, you are one of the only few people who are actually here who are married. Were you guys friends first?
Well, we met. We were pretty young, so we weren't like friends. We
how young were y'all?
Huh?
How young?
I was 18 and he was 21. We met.
Oh, okay. So, well, be honest with me, because I was married once, and when I was married, I think me and my wife, we knew each other for, I'd say, 2 weeks. After that second week, I was fucking her. After about 3 months, I was like, we might as well go on tie the knot. This is some good pussy. I was just going to fuck you. Now I'm scared some other niggas might.
A lot of marriages happen.
If your pussy good enough, a nigga will marry you.
Oh, yeah.
Don't want nobody else to get it.
Hell no. I get a job at where you work at. I'm that insecure.
You're right.
Nigga, you quit your job at IBM to work at Arby's? Yes.
Got to watch my pussy. Mm-hmm.
This bitch got some good pussy. She'll be done gave it out through the drive-thru. Here you go.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
And then it hurts your ego and then bring that pussy back.
Hell yeah. Because the one thing about good pussy is she can cheat on you. You still ain't going nowhere. Nigga just going to cry a little bit. I can't believe you did this. Was he bigger than me?
So stupid. Oh, my God.
Y'all think women are acting all out when y'all go and sleep with the girlfriend and stuff.
You know your girl pussy good when you fucking her and asking her, did he do it like this? Did he do it like this?
Yeah, all
right. Guilty.
I have done it. I ain't gonna lie. I'm up there fucking. I was fucking an honest bitch. I wish I wouldn't. He couldn't fuck you this good. She said, "Yeah, he fucked me better." Damn it. Well, you ain't gonna see him no more. I'ma still see him every Thursday. All right, but you gotta be home by 11.
Thursday. Oh,
you know your pussy good when a nigga start compromising. All right, fine. You can't kiss him, no. You can't kiss him.
Wow.
I don't
All right. That's
the
reality check.
Tiana, so you guys, how long did you guys date before you got married?
Three years.
No. Okay, so who brought up marriage?
Both did.
So did anybody yell jinx?
What?
Did anybody yell jinx? You say y'all both brought it up.
Is that the plan to get married around that
long? Oh, who brought up first?
I'm being silly. I'm trying to laugh. But I want to ask you this, though. You said you guys weren't friends. I'm not a big believer, and I'm going to give you guys my thoughts, and then, Tiana, you can tell me what you think. I'm not a big believer in people should be friends. I think you should be friendly. I don't think you should be friends with the person that you're trying to fuck.
We were friendly.
What?
I really don't believe in men and women being friends.
Yeah, exactly. I don't believe in if a nigga's your friend, he better straight like dick, just like you.
Yeah.
He better like Prada bags, just like you.
No. Yeah.
This motherfucker better be waiting on the next season of Desperate Housewives. He better be waiting on pins and needles. You have a best friend as a guy. Go ahead.
Yes, I have a best friend as a guy, and you know, right now I am dating him. For 10 years ago, I hooked up with him before or after September 11th. It didn't work out. You know, I waited, and you know, 10 years later.
Wait a minute. If September 11th is the line of demarcation, you don't remember whether it was before or after.
DJ, I said before or after.
That's what I said. You don't remember if it's before or after when September the 11th is the line of demarcation? I'm sorry. Maybe I'm saying that a little too deep. What I'm saying is that's a pretty big date in a person's life, so you usually remember if something happened before that date or after.
Right. Right.
You act like that shit was a Tuesday.
Nah.
You said that shit like it was St. Patty's Day, one of them years.
Well, I don't know the exact date.
It was before or after Ramadan.
Wow.
I'm sorry, I'm just saying, once you say before or after September 11th, you typically know what happened before or after and after September 11th.
What I'm saying is, TJ, I don't know the exact date. That's why, you know, I'm doing the approximate.
I'm just
That's
saying you should know if it was before this major date or after this major date. I didn't say you knew the exact date, but there's approximately billions of years before 2011. Or 9/11. It's billions of years before that, and then it's been 11 after or 10 after. And you don't know which side of the ledger it fell on. I get it. All right. So you got a friend.
Yes, sir.
He's a male, and y'all dated at one point before or after 2011. Now y'all got back together.
Yes, and he and I talked about it because I loved him and pretty much chased him for about 10 years, and
cool.
And I just like give it another try.
You want me to be honest with you? You want me to be honest with you?
Talk to me.
Please.
It's rare that men will go backwards like that. Only time men will go backwards is something fucked up in their future. If there's something fucked up in their present, they'll go back.
Yep.
Men typically won't go back. So if he's going back, he's either trying to sleep with you or some shit's going wrong.
Okay.
I hate to tell you, but it's true. Men like to progress. We don't like to regress.
Or just to get some pussy.
That's why I said he's either trying. That's why I said we don't like the progress. Well, I mean, we don't like the regress. We like the progress.
Divide and conquer. That's what men do.
Yep. If a man's coming back for you, and ladies, y'all can tell me if I'm wrong. Almost every one of you ladies, if you fuck somebody, usually between 3 and 6 months after y'all stop talking, he send you this bullshit text or email talking about you the best thing that ever happened, and you want to shot back at you.
That is so true. I don't know, because when I keep it moving, I don't look back.
That's what I like when Miss Monique says she changed her phone. Every time she break up with somebody, she changed her number. I said, that's some real shit now.
Yeah.
I changed my number a lot, but it's because I still owe the phone company I owe previously. Haven't y'all noticed that? Niggas, women will keep their fucking phone number a long time. A nigga's phone number change all the damn time. You can't call no nigga you used to know in high school. You can't call no nigga you used to know at the last job. Hey, man, you hit him up on Facebook. His motherfucking page is gone. What happened to your page, man? You know them hoes, nigga. You know them hoes.
my friend.
Just like, you know, you remember, I remember grandmama phone numbers when I was little. She got a still same fucking phone. All the niggas in the family, uncles and them motherfuckers don't even have no phone. Just call grandma. She'll give me the message.
Ain't right.
Everybody mail being delivered at grandma's house. I don't mean to tell my business. I don't mean to tell it.
You ain't just don't want to admit
that. Exactly. That's why I don't mind talking. Fuck y'all. Y'all kiss my ass. Right. I'll give a fuck. You got like me. He said, damn right I said it. Fuck you. I don't know you. Hey, Corinthian. Corinthian, friends,
yes.
Or just get go into it. Which one is it?
Well, it's, for me, it just depends on the relationship. Honestly, me, if I know all we doing is fucking, we gotta be friends.
I don't even like knowing a motherfucker. I'm just fucking.
I mean, yeah. If we just fucking, I like quiet. When I call you, get what I need. Just be ready.
Because right, if we just fucking, I want to know as little about you as possible, because I don't want you showing up at my place of business.
Right.
And if your pussy that good, I don't want to have to show up at yours.
Because
I have shown up at a few lobbies in a few office complex.
I don't want you showing up at my house unannounced. I don't want you thinking you invited to the family picnic, none of that. No, nigga, you just want to be. That's it.
I showed up with a bouquet of flowers and a gun. Which one do you want?
First of all, if you show up with a bouquet of flowers, I want to know who died.
That's what I said. I got a bouquet of flowers and a gun. Your pussy's this good, so you can have one. I got something in both hands. Each one for you is according to what answer you give me. Do you want to be with me?
Wait, I know it.
Oh, That's a fatal attraction.
I tell you in a minute while I'm choking you, stop having good pussy. This wouldn't have happened.
Oh, okay.
And y'all wonder why the women walking around dignitized. Right.
Oh,
you didn't have good pussy. I wouldn't be choking you. See what you made me do. See what you made me do.
Well, baby, I can't help it. I was born this
way. That's what the white men do. That's why they're the serial killers, the stalkers. That's what the white men do.
All right, ladies, y'all be honest. Have any one of y'all had a nigga do something to y'all and then yell out, see what you made me do? Be honest. Because I done told a bitch, see what you made me do.
Yeah,
I was really trying to get her to see what she made me do.
That's your responsibility.
I have a question. I do have a question for you, Tom.
Go ahead.
Why is it that you feel that men and women cannot be friends?
Well, I believe that I can't be friends with a woman because no matter who I talk to, I could talk to. If I send you more than 3 messages on Facebook, the third one gonna say I want my dick sucked.
No.
Just out of nowhere.
No, you
sent me a message today. I like your Troy Davis article. I said, thank you. You going to write another one? I said, I might. She said, when you going to write it? I said, when you suck my dick.
Oh, my God.
That is so crazy.
Y'all can tell. I just don't believe that men, especially black men, white men fuck around and be your friend. I don't know how they do it. But black men, all they talk about is ass. Everywhere we go, we talk about ass. Listen to our music. All we talk about is sex. So the drive of a black man is to fuck. And it's to fuck your girl. That's why every song is talking about how he fucked your girl.
The reason I ask that question is because most of my good friends have always been males.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Because women,
they haven't been husbands.
And I'm saying that because women like
I'm just saying, hoes do like hanging around men. I'm just kidding.
I'm not a hoe.
I'm just kidding.